The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the brain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We let this music play to give people a chance to kind of settle in.
Sure.
Nice day they had.
It's a sunroof open day.
You would have never thought there'd been snow yesterday morning.
No,
really?
No. Well, there almost wasn't. It was there for like 15 minutes.
I know.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, everybody. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday, and it's going to be a beautiful Saturday, and it's just a good day. It's a great day. I've had a couple of things happen today that have made it a great day.
You want to share?
Yes, I'm about to share. And before I do that, though, I owe just a quick little hit to somebody that I talked about yesterday and I failed to mention probably the most important part. And they never said anything, but I realized it this morning. And I thought, I got to go in and add this because I forgot it. And here's what it has to do with. I talked yesterday about the folks at Lakeside Exteriors, and I mentioned the Hardy Plank, which we've talked about before, the world's greatest siding, this fiber cement, and I completely failed to mention, and I'm surprised they didn't call and say, hey, how come you didn't mention it? So I'll do it before they do. I completely forgot to mention that for the next 2 weeks, and only for the next 2 weeks, it won't be extended, that if you order Hardy Plank from Lakeside Exteriors, two things. One, this is a company that included in the price, they take off the existing old siding. Okay, some companies charge you extra for that, and you don't know it. But here's the other thing. Now, this is good till March 9th, which is about 2 weeks, even less than 2 weeks. If you have 2,500 square feet or more of siding, and the average siding job, I might add, is 2,200 square feet, so this is it's 2,800. So this is within the average job. I think they said the average is 28. All they look for is 25. If you order 2,500 square feet or more of siding, which is an average home, they're going to give you, till March 9th, a free 42-inch plasma TV.
Whoa!
With a minimum of 20. And I forgot. So go to their website, lakesideexteriors.com. And I feel better now that I did that after I... Because that's a pretty big deal.
Oh,
yeah. And they're only able to do it for about 2 weeks. They got a special buy or something on these plasma TVs. And so they want to pass that along and to the customers. Now, I want to be very careful and very clear about how I do this. Because I want to make a couple of things crystal clear. And I want you to listen very carefully to every little bit of what I'm about to do, because what I do not want to do is ruffle any feathers, and I don't want to make anybody mad, and I hope I won't, and I don't think I will. Scott St. James has a guy on regularly, and obviously he's on every Friday because he was on today, and his name is Christopher Renstrom or something like that. He's an astrologist or something, and I heard him on today, and I like listening to him. And I like the fact that Scott has him on. And this is in no way, a commentary about Scott St. James. He is a guy who has a lot of years in this business, and he knows that you need to load up a show with entertainment. And you have to keep the variety, and you have to do a lot of different things, and he does. And one of the pieces of that is this Christopher, this guy who tells you what you can expect in your future, and he does it with the planets or something. So I'm not knocking that he's on the air, and I'm not knocking Scott in any way. And I heard him this morning, and you've heard me talk about this before. I have a thing. It's almost like I am allergic to scam artists and charlatans. It irritates me, especially when people who really, the people who don't get it. It's like the people who don't know that wrestling is fake. That irritates me, and I want to take them and shake them and go, it's fake! It's fake! But you can't convince some people. You just can't convince them. We've had wrestlers on the show, and they've said we cut our own foreheads. A guy showed us how he did it with a razor blade. And people think we're making each other bleed, and we're not. So I listened to this guy, and I heard a couple of callers, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. And I heard a lady say, here's my birthday, and can you tell me about my financial situation? Now, in my mind, I'm saying to myself, okay, here's exactly what this guy's going to say. And it is exactly what he said. He said that in the next couple of years, her situation will turn around. It won't be immediate. But you've been through some tough and turbulent times. And he likes to use the word crossroads. You've approached the crossroads and some difficult ones. But it will turn. Be patient. That's the essence of what he says. Now, a couple of things. When you call these people and you say things like, can you tell me about my financial situation? 99% chance you're not really rich and you just won the Powerball. Okay, you got some financial problems, so you can assume that right away. People don't want to hear the truth because you and I, all of you and I know that there's a certain percentage of the population that it's not going to turn around for them. They're going further in the tank, and their life is going to be a miserable hell and a mess, and it in some cases, never get out of it. But you never hear that. You hear, I see it turning, and I see, I never hear him say to anybody, sorry, but you're screwed. You're screwed, and it's only going to get worse.
You got bad now.
Yeah.
You wait a couple months. 2007.
Yeah, just wait till 07. You might as well go ahead and kill yourself.
Don't answer the phone.
So you never hear that. And folks, just stay with me here because I'm not chastising anybody. I'm trying to help you understand. And you have to give Scott credit because he does say from time to time it's for entertainment purposes. Mm-hmm. The problem is you can tell by the people who call, they don't think it's entertainment at all. They don't get that. They absolutely are hanging on what this guy is saying. And the one lady today, when he finished, I thought she was going to cry. She said, thank you so much for what you've done. Well, what he's done is nothing, okay? Now, let me tell you what happened. I called Jeanette. And Jeanette is the producer, and she takes the calls. And I said, Jeanette, I want to talk to this guy. I said, I think this guy is so full of crap, it's coming out his ears. And I want to talk to him, but I don't want to confront him or chastise him. I just want to give him a name and a birthday, and I want to make sure it's okay. You, knowing that I think he's full of crap, ask Scott if it's okay if I just go on and get a straight read.
Right.
She came back and said, it's okay. So I think that I did what I should have done, because if they had said in any way, no, you know, you're playing with the guy and we don't want to do that, I'd have said okay and I'd have bailed. And by the way, they wouldn't have put me on. So I first want to thank Scott for allowing me to go on and prove a point. Now, stay with me because I have to establish. I have three kids, and I never, ever brag about my kids. I just don't. I don't like that. It's not what this show is about, But I have to do this to set the stage for what happened today. I have three kids. I have a 24-year-old son, a 22-year-old son, and a 16, soon-to-be 17-year-old daughter. I don't know that I like the word lucky. I don't think that it's really all luck. I just think that I couldn't be more pleased.
Oh, they're good kids.
With the way, these are yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am kids. These kids haven't gone to jail or rehab, and I know more people than not, friends of ours, whose kids have been in rehab, whose kids went away to school and drank themselves into a stupor and wasted tuition money and disappointed their parents. We haven't had that. Now, if you're thinking, well, you just don't know what all they've done, let me respond to that. I think if your kids are big enough screw-ups, you find out. You will find out.
Well,
either the school calls or the police call or something happens or they're arrested.
Calls.
Neighbor.
Yes. Yes.
You'll find out.
Yes, you will.
So I couldn't be more pleased with the way these kids have turned out. Okay. Let's zero in on the middle child, my second son, my younger son. He's 22. The reason I chose him and not one of the others is that I know from talking to other parents that usually the middle kid is kind of the one who, if he's going to have any problems,
yep.
it's going to, because he's not the favorite little young one, and he's not the old, he's in the middle, and he might be a little screwed up. So I go on with this guy, and I said, my name is Frank, and I gave him my birthday.
Did Scott say that Frank will pin
you? No. He said, right. Frank, Scott did exactly what I was hoping he would do, and that's what I appreciate. Oh. I just said, just say it's Frank. I don't work here. It's an ex-caller, Frank. And that's exactly how Scott played it. He said, Frank is on the line. Frank, you're on with Christopher Renstrom. And I said, hi, Christopher. He said, hi, Frank. And I said, my birthday is December 14th, 1949. And I said, I know that usually people who call ask about health or finances. They're concerned about it. I said, but I wonder if you get into kids and, you know, people who want to know about their kids. And he said, if I have a birthday. And I said, okay. The birthday is February 21st, 1983, my son. I recorded him, and at lunch for the last hour, I sat and I transcribed what he said from his recording. The first thing he said to me was, oh, yes, I'm familiar with that year, and I know what you're talking about. Okay. Now let me stop right here and say to you, this kid is a straight-A through high school and college, graduates in May, straight-A student. He has held three jobs while he went to school. He is in the process of going right now to management training for what he has decided he wants to do. He is maybe so responsible that it scares me that he might not be my kid.
And I know the kid you're talking about. He's probably too good looking to be your kid.
Oh,
he looks like a movie star.
He's a fine-looking
Brad Pitt.
He acts with adults like he's from a military academy. Yes or no, sir? He couldn't be more focused. When he was a junior in high school, he sent letters to 12 of the best universities in the country, was accepted by 11 of them, okay? He wrote all his own stuff. This is a kid that through his entire life, never once did we ever say, go to bed or do your homework. Never. He ate up homework. He did it voluntarily. We never, ever. And I got to tell you, that is very rare. I would never do my homework. My parents were always saying, why are you going to do your homework? Don't tell me you don't have any homework. Just the opposite. So I'm setting the stage by giving you a profile of my son. I mean focused and knows exactly where he wants to go and how to get there.
Here, and I know him, too. And what I would say is, if from a parent's point of view, you would tell your kids, this is what I want you to be like.
is like him.
Well, it would if I could create a model. If he was a baby.
Act like Pee Wee Pena.
He's one of those kids that I think other parents go, why aren't you more like that kid? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm real proud of that. But this is the only time you'll ever hear me go into this because I have to set this up. So now you know about this particular boy. This guy's first words, I'm familiar with that year and I know what you're talking about. Then he goes on to say this. He says, you might have had, and I wrote this from the recording, you might have had a hard time determining when he's going to follow the rules and when he's going to upset the game board. Now, let me stop there. There is no teenager in this world that you can't say that about, that you can't say, well, sometimes you wonder, when are they going to follow the rules and when are they going to upset the game board? You just never know.
Yeah.
That's BS. That doesn't mean anything. Then he goes on to say that my son is a late bloomer. Now, this is the kid who does everything, even homework, his whole life. If the teacher said, I want this in 2 weeks, it's done in 2 days, okay? He decided on his own where he wanted to go to school, what he wanted to study, and now what he wants to do. This guy, this Christopher, says he's a late bloomer, and he is not going to find the answers early in life. He says, now that might have been an area of frustration for you or even exasperation for you. I've never been frustrated or exasperated by this kid. He says, you need to give him as much positive reinforcement as you can.
Uh-huh.
Let me stop. That is a statement that applies to every child ever born.
Sure it does.
It is BS, okay? It doesn't mean anything. Then he says, in about 2 years, he's going to come through. Come through what? What does that mean? And then he says, he's been through a lot of stuff.
Who hasn't?
Elementary, middle school, high school, college.
And he says it's taking him a long time to find himself. But if you can just bear with him a little bit more in about 2 years, you're not going to be disappointed.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're looking forward to 2 years from now.
You know, it's scary. He just described my oldest son.
Oh. Wait a minute.
But my point is, I hope the guy stays on the air. I love listening to him because I'm belly laughing when I listen to him. But there are people who hang on the words of people like this. Folks, it is just BS.
They base major decisions in life on what these kind of people say. You know,
but
we ought to send him off to military school.
Keep in mind that he never tells you anything.
No specific.
He tells you what's around the corner, and it's always a pretty picture because that's what people want to hear. So they love him. Thank you. Because he's told them something they want to hear.
Well, and he speaks in generalities.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, anything he says you can apply to pretty much anybody.
He couldn't have been more wrong about this. Now, I could call him 3 more times. I'm not. I could and throw something else at him, and I guarantee you he would be 180 degrees off the track. He couldn't be more wrong. But when you call somebody and you say, tell me about my love life, tell me about my finances, you've just told him your love life is screwed up, your finances are screwed up, I'm worried about my health, tell me about my health. You just told him that you're not healthy. And he's going to say, I know it's been frustrating, and I know you've been through some stuff. And the reaction is, oh, my goodness, this guy knows me. How did he know that?
Yeah.
Well, you told him. You told him.
I was watching a talk show the other day, a daytime talk show, and they had one of those people on, and, you know, the host said, okay, let's see some of your magic. And he looked around and said, somebody in here has had somebody that they love die recently.
Well,
hands go up.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman who raised her hand, he said, is it like an aunt or a grandmother or something I'm feeling? And she said, yes, my grandmother. And he said, she's thinking about you.
Oh, man. This
and
is what
she
I want
loves
to love.
You, and yeah. She is happy.
Yeah. That's the same crap.
It wasn't Sylvia Brown, was it?
Prey on
emotions. Probably.
Yeah. And I'm trying to do a favor to all of you people out there who are, and I don't want to say that you're ignorant, but Man, wake up.
They go to Saturday night parties in houses and have one of those dopes.
What I would like to have done when he was finished was say to him, hey, moron, you couldn't have been more wrong on this. You are dead wrong. You're so far off the track. But I would never do that. I was never going to do that because Scott was nice enough to let me do this, and he was nice enough to play it straight. And I really appreciate him giving me the opportunity to prove. And honest to goodness, I hope the guy stays on the air. I hope he continues the segment because it is hilarious to me. I mean, it's hysterical.
And for the people who believe in this kind of stuff and who go to these parties and who call a telephone line and talk to these people, write down what you ask them and write down their answers and think about what Frank and
if you really analyze it, he didn't tell you anything that anybody couldn't have told you. Yeah. He's got this tremendous safety zone, and he stays in that safety zone so that you can't say to him, well, you're wrong. I'm not going to do better in 2 years. Yeah. How the heck do you know? You don't know if you're going to. Now, I want to meet the guy that you can call and give him your birthday, and he says you got brown eyes, you're 6 feet tall,
blue and
you're 180
Ford.
Pounds, here's your address.
Here's your bank account balance.
Here are your kids' names.
Right.
Yeah. And here's where you went to school. I want to meet that guy. It doesn't exist.
Nope.
It's a game.
Never
it's just
has.
A game. And I just hope that there aren't too many people who will give up good money for this stuff. And that's really it. That's one of the reasons I'm in a good mood today is I got to prove a point. And we have to break because look what time it is. We will take your calls, though. And I don't want this to become a forum to, you know, beat this guy up. If you want to beat up that whole scam artistry thing, that's fine, too. 333. Let's do a little hot tub chat, shall we? Boy, that time went, 333.
I know.
Can't believe it. Total Leisure Concepts is a hot tub place and a gazebo place, and they sell Master Spa. Wait, let me give you the number. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. I want to do that before we break. They sell what many people believe is the greatest hot tub in the world.
You know, you know the program Price is Right?
Right.
They had a Master Spa. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah. Holy cow.
Master Spa is, it's the cream of the crop, but it's affordable. It has to be because if they priced it too far out of line with everybody else, they couldn't compete. So they've managed to come up with a great hot tub that's affordable and priced like the other hot tubs, and you can see it, you can touch it, you can get in it. With a wet test at Total Leisure Concepts. They are about a half block east of 141 on Manchester. Got a great phone number, 636-386-SPAS. Ask to see the LSX. I say that because it is the biggest seller in the country. It's the one we bought. Check them out. Website is TotalLeisureConcepts.com.
Hi, folks. Biff Burns reporting from the Boat Show to reveal who's offering the best prices on personal watercraft. The Early Buzz has Polaris way out in front of everybody with some incredible deals. Till now, this information has been a carefully guarded secret. It's almost unbelievable, and you'll hear it here first. Check this out. You get up to $1,500 off when you buy a new Polaris watercraft before March 31st and make no payments until 2006. I'm not making this up. Get up to $1,500 off a new Polaris personal watercraft and make no payments until 2006. Plus, dealers may be offering other incentives to make the deal even sweeter. Folks, this has got to be the deal of a lifetime on award-winning watercraft like the MSX and the family-friendly Genesis. So be the first to get incredible deals on Polaris watercraft. And you might want to hurry to the boat show or visit Seabold Sports in Lake of the Ozarks or call 573-348-6200. This is Biff Burns asking, is there a doctor in the house?
The 2005 Mustang was the star of the auto show. And right now, when you buy a 2005 Mustang V6 Coupe from Sunset Ford, you'll get one upgrade free. Choose a rear spoiler, tinted windows, hood scoop, or full-length racing stripes. No charge at Sunset Ford. See the best selection of Mustangs in the entire Midwest at Sunset Ford, Gravois, and Lindbergh. Or build your car and name your price at sunset-ford.com.
Sunset Ford.
See dealer for details. The best pre-owned car value in town is back. Sunset Ford has made a special special purchase of 25 quality certified 04 Taurus SE and SES models priced from $11,995. These low mileage 04 Tauruses are all quality certified with 6 years 75,000 mile extended factory warranties and low 4.5 financing with no money down to qualified buyers. Sunset also has quality certified Explorers, Expeditions and F-150s in stock now.
Don't close the deal till Sunset.
Sunset Ford, Gravois, and Lindbergh.
I got all my insurance for American Family. Every bit of it.
Fuzzy Meyer likes what American Family Insurance is known for. Agent service.
You couldn't ask for a better agent than what I've got.
My agent is fantastic. I mean, I feel comfortable when I walk in the door.
Close attention is important to Fuzzy.
My agent has treated me well and always been there for me. And for as I know, she'll always be there for me.
Strength of the company is also a top priority for Fuzzy.
You just got to have good insurance. And I decided to go with American Family back in the 70s, and I'm still with them to this day. So I'm staying.
Why change? Why do anything different?
Call today for a free, no-obligation personal insurance review. American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
I'm satisfied with life.
American Family Insurance.
See if you qualify for a discount on auto insurance when you have your life insurance with American Family Life Insurance Company. Or visit us at amfam.com.
Small business owners play an offensive game and a defensive game. Offensive, sales, marketing, producing. Defensive, lower overhead, calling plans. And if you're paying more than $48.95 a month for your calling, long distance, toll, and local, you're playing a poor defense. With SBC Business Unlimited, you get unlimited long distance, toll, and local calling for a flat $48.95 per month for your first line, and even less for additional ones, no matter where in the country you call, no matter how long you talk. Join hundreds of thousands of other small businesses and beef up your defense. So when your offense makes money, you can keep it. The new standard, SBC Business Unlimited. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
We're tired of the same old touchless car washes that charge you a lot and don't get your car clean. So turn that winter grime into shine at Auto Wash Express, a new experience in professional car washing. At Auto Wash Express, we will always provide fast, friendly, and convenient service for an affordable price. Mention you heard this ad and get our best wash for only $10. That's over 10 heated cleaning solutions, clear coat repairing polish with buff and shine, wet look tire glaze, and 130 feet of the best in professional car washing equipment, all for only $10. We have specials that will keep your car clean all winter long, like 3 months unlimited $9 car washes for just $100. Or for the holidays, we have discount gift cards helping you save on every wash. Auto Wash Express accepts cash, credit, or debit for your convenience. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sundays, 9 to 5. Auto Wash Express, located on Mexico Road, east of Salt Lick Road in St. Charles County. More shine, less dime, Auto Wash Express.
You're not a number, you're a neighbor
at Reliance.
Close to where you live,
that's where you'll find us.
We always go the extra mile, and we do it with a smile. For what you need in a bank, call Reliance.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jerry Von Rohr of Reliance Bank. You know, the big banks aren't always the best place to get big returns on your CDs. Our new 21-month, 3.55 annual percentage yield CD is one of the most competitive you'll find anywhere. And while we offer all the same services as those large banks, we pride ourselves on our neighborly service. To find out more about our 3.55 CD or which of our 10 branches is near you, visit RelianceBankSTL.com or call me direct at 314-965-5300. Possible penalty for early withdrawal, rate subject to change.
We always go the extra mile and we do it with a smile. For what you need in a bank, call Reliance.
Member FDIC.
340 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by CarStar Collision Repair. Roads can be risky now. CarStar reminds you be safe. If an accident does happen, call 1-800-CARSTAR for accident assistance. CarStar repaired nearly 10,000 cars last year, and they have 9 area shops. Westbound 44 at Highway 109. That accident's been cleared away. Northbound 270 at 70. The accident on the ramp to westbound 70 still partially blocking in traffic. very heavy coming up northbound 270, a slowdown starting about Page. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound side of 40 running heavy between Hanley and Laclede Station. Southbound 270, Manchester through Doherty Ferry, traffic is slow. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, a lineup starting. Northbound 55 also slowing as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Two words, boys and girls, Drunken Fish, two locations, Central West End and Westport Plaza for St. Louis's premier sushi restaurant and lounge. Go to drunken-fish.com.
Going to the phones, but here's some good news. There will be a Basic Instinct 2 with Sharon Stone.
How old is she? Close to 50, isn't she? Or is she 50?
She's 46. She says there will be Basic Instinct 2. She signed, agreed to do it, and it will include lesbian love. I don't go for that.
What?
Yeah. Wow. I just wanted to share that with everybody so you could stay away from it.
Any leg crossing?
I don't know. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Tom. How are you?
How's it going? It's I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Tom.
I'm more awake than I am. I think if you should have taken this soothsayer with you down to the Bahamas, because when you do this astrology with all your planets lined up, you know which planet's got the most power.
It's Uranus.
You got it. Stay tuned for Star Trek number 4, where the USS Sharman circles. You know which planet looking for Klingons.
Everything in the universe really revolves around Uranus.
You got it.
All right, thank you, Tom.
I like your format. You get a lot of laughter in the afternoon before you go home after a busy day.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Bye.
All right.
It's Sharman.
And it's Tom Twin Spin. Here's Tom number 2. Hello, Tom.
Hey, I'm in the PM gang.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Hey, Frank, maybe this guy mistook you for Woody's dad.
Oh, that could be.
Well, but the birthday, that's not Woody's birthday.
That's true.
See, he goes by
or maybe he mistook you for me, and they were talking about my 16-year-old son.
Well, I think they could have been talking about a lot of kids, you know.
Well, I called in yesterday and said that the song for the Western joke should have been Billy Joel's The Ballad of Billy the Kid.
Except he sings it, right? See, this joke requires a saloon piano, just the playing of a piano. And
there's a lot of piano way before he even starts to sing.
Well, we're covered. We got the music today, and there'll be two jokes today, and Woody got a lot of mail, so he...
Don't let me forget. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great one, guys.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. There goes Tom, and here comes Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. I just had a real quick comment on these fortune teller people. I think the way you got to look at these people is one of two ways. Number one, I think most of them are fake. But if you've got a real person that's into that, then you're just dealing with somebody who's into the occult. So I think either way, when you're talking to these people, you're dabbling with something that's either phony or it's evil, one of two things.
Well, but you'd be amazed how many people don't know that they're phony. They really don't. They hang on every word. They just think, okay, there's the answer, and that's disturbing.
Yeah. But, you know, my wife was invited to one of these home parties not too long ago, and like she said, you know, I don't really want to be a part of that because that lady that was going to do these palm readings or whatever, she said, well, either she's fake and I'm wasting my money by coming, or she is part of the occult. And I think there really are truly people that that can read fortunes. I don't think most of them can, but I think there's people that can.
I don't think there are people who can.
Well,
I've never, ever, ever, there's no evidence anywhere of anybody who's ever been able to do that.
Well, the Bible talks about it.
Again,
very plainly that you should stay away from seers and mediums.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
because they're phony. I just left that out of the Bible because they're phony.
I think the reason the Bible says that is because you can get cheated and lose a lot of money. And there are people that pay these people good money. And the more they realize that you'll pay, the more information they seem to have ready if you want to just keep paying. And it's taking advantage of people who don't know better. It's no different than an evangelist
or a charlatan doctor. You're not getting what you think you're getting. Mark? Mark's gone. He just left us for some reason. Here's Betty. Hello, Betty.
Yeah, hi. About these psychic reader guys. Mm-hmm. I called one of them some time back about my twin girls to see if he could give a different reading for twin girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because they give the impression that everybody with the same birth date is the same, you know, has the same M.O.
Exactly,
you know?
which, by the way, tells you right there, it's a bunch of crap. Everybody with the same birthday couldn't possibly have the same makeup and be headed the same direction in life.
Case to point, identical twin girls that are different as day and night.
Right.
Okay? And, I mean, that's just the way they are. One is really into the makeup scene and the fashion scene. The other one wears no makeup, could care less. He said they were both interested in music. Well, what teenager is it? You know?
Yeah. Maybe one's country and one's
rap. It's always a safe. They know where the safety zone is.
Yeah, that was about all I got from them, you know?
Yeah. It'd be like saying a teenage girl has boy trouble. Okay, that's a pretty good safe bet.
Yeah, you know, but I hate to think that if he tells me that I'm going to be rich in 10 years, that everybody with my birth date is going to be the same way.
Right.
You know?
That's one of the reasons, if you really think it through, that it doesn't make any sense. And here's the other thing, Betty. He never, these people never seem to want to tell people that it's blacker than black and doomsday is coming and you're not going to turn this around. That is the case for some people.
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
All right, Betty.
Thanks.
Thank you for the call.
You know what? In some of these house parties, it's great. Wine and hors d'oeuvres for women, usually women. I don't think many men do this, but you know, if they have one of those type of people over who does this, have fun with it. Have fun with it and then see if anything that person says in the future happens, although they don't usually say something that's going to happen in the future. But it's okay as long as you treat it like entertainment and don't treat it like the Bible.
Right. You know that, and I know that. But the point here is there are lots of people who don't know that. And they won't believe. They won't believe you.
Yeah.
They won't accept that.
They're like fortune cookies, Chinese
or the
restaurant.
Ouija board.
Yeah.
Hello, Ethan.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Yeah, this is on the same lines of those like witch doctors and stuff with that miracle healing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the guy in the news the other day? He had been a competitive athlete for some African country in women's. He was actually a man. And the same day that he sees one of his women swim members showering, he gets pointed out in the crowd as a man. And he said what happened was that he was born with, you know, a couple sets of each, one of either, and that his parents had paid this witch doctor only half up front for the little medicine that made his man parts go away. And they didn't pay the second half, that spontaneously combusted out, you know, Frank and Dean.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There you have it.
All right, Ethan. Thank you very much. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I was calling. The reason I'm calling is on the Sci-Fi Channel last fall. They had a show called Them, Totally Hidden Extreme Magic, and it was kind of along the lines of, like, David Blaine, and I don't know if anybody else saw some of that, but, man, that was creepy.
It is creepy.
It was amazing what they could do.
It is creepy, and it's fascinating, and it's like good magic. You watch a good magician, and you wonder, how in the world did those cards just come out of his fingers? But the cards didn't just come out of his fingers from nowhere. He didn't just make a dove out of nothing, out of a piece of paper. But it's great magic.
But I don't see how he floats in air. I still don't. I cannot figure that out.
Well,
I couldn't figure it out because I'm a glazer. And when they had one trick where a guy walked through quarter-inch plate glass.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I know the physics, and I don't see how in the world that happened. I mean, you could see the plate glass move. I mean, if it vibrated, and he's on the outside of a nightclub, the next minute, he's sitting inside the nightclub.
Yeah.
And there's people all around watching. I'm thinking, man, that just, how in the heck?
Some of it's very, very entertaining and mystifying, but it's all a trick.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it for the whole time.
No, we lost him.
Uh-oh.
You know, here's the other thing. I don't know how they do the floating stuff either, but I know they're not floating. At least I know they're not really floating in midair. That's the difference.
It's just a great illusion.
Yeah, you just don't know how they do it.
No.
Who are those two guys, the big guy and the little guy?
Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller, they went on, I think it was Saturday Night Live one time, and they had, like, they'd let go of a ball, and it would go straight up in the air.
Right.
And they show you how they do that, and they drew the camera back, and they were both hanging.
Hmm.
From something,
yeah.
But they acted like, you know, I guess their suit coats were taped down and stuff like that.
You're upside down.
Yes.
Right. And if you're upside down and you let go of a ball, it'll go straight up if the camera is upside down.
But until they showed us that, we thought, holy cow.
There's always an explanation for it.
Yeah.
All right, one more, then we have to break. Let's go to Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, how are you doing, Frank?
Good.
I got a story that will make you go, over this whole thing.
All right.
Back in the 80s, my wife and I went to, you know, one of the kids' schools, and they had a guy who did horoscopes.
Mm-hmm.
We paid him our $5, and one of the first things he said to us was, oh, you're going to open a business. Now, keep in mind, at the time, we had just started talking about opening one and had not told and had not had a discussion with anyone, even our kids, that we were thinking about it.
Uh-huh. And
I just... I don't know if it was a lucky guess.
It was a lucky guess, Jerry. And if I go out here right now to 20 people, and I say to 20 people, you're going to open a business, maybe one of them actually has already made the plans to open a business but didn't tell anybody and will say, oh, my goodness, this is unbelievable. The other 19 will walk away thinking, great, cool, I'm going to open a business. This guy knows my future. I'm looking forward to that.
Especially young people who are trying things. There's always people trying things.
There's no way to disprove that you're not in the future going to open a business. You can't flat out say, well, that's not true. I'm never going to open a business. You're sitting there thinking... Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is going to be two or three or 4 years, or you're going to say, holy cow, I am opening a business.
Well,
you can't lose.
We talked about opening it within the next month or so, and we actually did, not because of what he said, but because of what we had, you know, our plans before that.
And Jerry, for every...
It's just one of those weird coincidences.
It is a coincidence, and for every one of you, he's been wrong 1,000 times.
Oh, probably. Oh, I don't disagree, but I just thought, you know, it's one of those that make you go, is there something that they're not? You know what I mean?
All right, Jerry. Thank you. Yeah. Let's go back to one hard fact. Sylvia Brown, Christopher what's-his-name, none of these people, with any ability to any degree, not one of them picked up the phone and called the president and said, 9/11, there's a plane going into the towers. Not one of them. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can't feel something like that coming, or the tsunami, or anything big, you don't have any power. Because if you had even a small, tiny bit of it, you'd pick up on something like that. All right, let's talk about smoking. It's big in the news right now. Everybody wants to shut down the smokers and shut them out and ban smoking from everywhere. The people who don't smoke really don't care because they don't have to worry about it one way or the other. And there are more and more people who are able to quit the easiest way of all, and that is Easy Way. It's Easy Way auricular reflex therapy. There are patches, there's gum, there's shots, there's acupuncture, there's hypnosis. Some of that stuff works for some people, some doesn't. I do know the success rate of auricular reflex therapy at Easy Way is 80%. What I like about them is they don't try to make you think it's 100%. If they came on with a claim, when I met them, if they'd said to me, oh, man, this works for everybody. Everybody that comes in quit smoking. I would never have gone on and spoken for them because that's impossible. That can't be right. If there were such a thing as 100% guarantee and a method that easy, my goodness, everybody would run and flock to it, and it would be all over the news. But it is 80%. It is 4 out of 5. And it is like a laser light. And they put it on your ear, and I don't understand any more than that. I know it takes 20 minutes, and it takes 125 of your dollars. So you have to ask yourself the question, is it worth $125 in 20 minutes? Is it worth what I pay on a 2 or 3 cartons of cigarettes? How much is a carton of cigarettes? Like $50 or something? Or I don't even know.
$30, $35.
Oh, well, by the time you buy about 4 cartons of cigarettes, you've paid for your Easy Way session. Within 45 days, if you need a booster session, and some people do, it's included for the $125. So here's the number, and it's easy, too. 314-843-EASY. 314-843-EASY. They can run about 40 to 50 people a day through between all the technicians they have. You need to make an appointment. It may be a couple of weeks before you get in. They're very, very busy, and they should be with a track record like that. So let's see if you're one of the four out of five who can quit smoking the easy way. 314-843-EASY.
When it comes to car shopping, you can run around or you can relax with CarSoup.com. Log on to CarSoup and shop your favorite local dealers and local private sellers with just a few easy clicks on your computer. You can get vehicle history reports and insurance quotes on CarSoup. You can even find out the trade-in value of your car. And if you're interested in a new vehicle, get this. When you find the car you want, you can request a price from one, two, or more CarSoup dealers. Getting a price before you visit the dealer is a great way to save time. And you'll get the best price because CarSoup dealers actually compete for your business. It's the ultimate online shopping experience at the area's premier automotive website. So, drop the runaround and relax. Shop cars the easy way with CarSoup.com.
Get the best deals on wheels. Visit CarSoup.com for St. Louis' best choice of local cars, trucks, RVs, and more. The web's best wheels, CarSoup.com.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices on top-of-the-line hotels.
I saved $75 a night. We got two nights for the price of one.
With Priceline, get a two-star hotel for as low as $35 a night, a three-star from just $49, and a four-star for as low as $79. You choose the price, neighborhood, and a two-, three-, or four-star hotel, and they'll find it.
We are going to sleep well tonight.
Top-of-the-line, guaranteed best price, Priceline Hotels. Book a Priceline vacation package now and get an instant rebate up to $200. See website for rebate and guaranteed details.
Picture a boy with 104 fever. His parents take him to the hospital to have him checked out. Did you know one of the first people to make him comfortable is an architect? Specifically a member of the American Institute of Architects. When the hospital built their new ER, they involved an AIA architect early on to design a child-friendly pediatric ER wing so that 104 fevers maybe don't feel so bad. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
Talk to Bill, but if I talk to Bill, I'd only have about 20 seconds, and I don't think that's fair, as I know that we can't get our business done. So, Bill, if you can hang on or call back, we'll eventually get to you. If we have time today, we'll talk a little bit about this blogging.
Yeah.
I'm the last to catch on to stuff like this. It's huge. Weblog, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Blog. So if we have time next hour, we'll get into that. Let's talk... talk about you and your bank and why you go to the bank and why you don't give up the bank and go to First Community Credit Union. And you probably don't have an answer for that. You don't know why. And the reason you don't know why is because you don't know anything about a credit union. Because there was a time when the only people that went to the credit union were the people who could and other people couldn't because they worked for particular businesses. First Community Credit Union was established a long time ago, 1930s, for people who worked at Monsanto, 1934 to be exact. And those were the only people that could join and become a member. And now you can join. I can join. I have joined. That's where we do our, and I can't use the word banking, so it's tough because there's not really a good word. That's where we do our financial stuff. That's where we get our checks. That's where we do savings. If you want CDs, money markets, you want a car loan, First Community Credit Union, where you're a member, not just a customer, and the members own the credit union. And there are advantages to that. Find out more. Go to their website, firstcommunity.com. That's firstcommunity.com, and join me. Be a member. 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 3 more weeks, the judge in the Terri Schiavo case says if no further arguments are presented by March 18th, her husband should be allowed to remove her feeding tube. But her family in Florida is still fighting for it to be kept in.
We're happy that we have... at least 3 weeks before they'll kill Terri. We're unhappy that it's not that we don't have much time.
Bob Schindler, who says they will file an appeal on Monday. The case has been going on for 15 years now after Schiavo slipped into a coma-like state. Her husband says she told him she never would have wanted to be kept alive this way, but her parents disagree. There was an explosion not long ago on a boardwalk in Tel Aviv. Suicide bomber, it's believed. Israeli media says there are several casualties.
Pope John Paul is described as being alert and communicating by writing on a notepad after yesterday's surgery to help his breathing. ABC's Linda Alban is in Rome.
The Pope is spending a second night in the Gemelli Clinic here in Rome after undergoing a tracheotomy. The Vatican says the Pope is breathing on his own and he's eating solid food. However, his doctors have asked him not to speak for a few days, and the Vatican hasn't said how long he'll have to remain in the hospital. The next bulletin isn't expected until Monday.
You hear a lot about Walmart and how it won't allow unions. Well, today, employees at a Walmart tire shop in Colorado rejected attempts to unionize.
The vote involved workers at the Tire and Lube Express at the Loveland, Colorado Walmart store. The company says it proves that Walmart employees do not want union representation. The union thinks Walmart bullied employees into voting against it.
Walmart really good about scaring people, and they scared the workers at the Loveland Walmart store.
Spokesman Dave Minchall says the union is asking for the vote to be thrown out because there was no union member observing the election. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The judge in the Michael Jackson case says he will allow evidence about the accuser's mother who once claimed she had been groped by a store security guard. The defense says it's trying to prove the family has a history of making such allegations. MoneyScope, Dow gained 93 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Center, this is John.
I locked my keys in my car and was wondering if you could maybe unlock it for me.
Sorry to hear that you're locked up. Could you give me your OnStar account number?
1466.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
I put my keys in my purse and then I was getting out, locked the door, and then just shut it.
That's why we have OnStar.
Okay, I love my OnStar. You guys are awesome.
More than happy to be of assistance.
I'm sitting down here. We have one coat between us.
I have to get you back into the vehicle.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Hello?
Hello, just trying to reach Mr. Bennett.
Yes, the car's unlocked and we're in.
How do I love my OnStar? Let me count the ways.
Thanks, sweetie. Appreciate it.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all OnStar safety services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. The St. Louis School Board is meeting at this hour in executive session as they try to choose a new leader for the district.
It's now up to the St. Louis School Board to decide who they choose to hire for superintendent. The final interviews ended just before noon today. The four candidates have been in town since yesterday when they met with district officials and toured the schools. Then last night, they fielded questions from district parents at an open forum. The school board is meeting this afternoon discussing the candidates. They could come to a decision as soon as tonight. In downtown St. Louis, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
The Afton School Board has chosen a new superintendent, Dr. Donald Francis, the superintendent of the Montgomery County School District. He was chosen from 8 applicants interviewed this week. It ends a search that began in October with 29 original applicants. Dr. Francis replaces the current school board superintendent, Gay Tompkins, who will retire on July first.
Just taking away a big piece of my life.
That is a parishioner at Resurrection of Our Lord. Reacting to news her parish is closing, she and thousands of other South St. Louis Catholics receive final word today. Their churches and or schools are closing. Archdiocese spokesman Jamie Allman says while 10 churches and 4 schools will close, 3 historic churches on the original list will remain open as chapels in case the revitalization envisioned by city leaders comes true.
In terms of revitalizing the city, in terms of bringing people back to the city, especially Catholics to the city, once those dreams are realized, we can certainly reopen these churches and replenish them and make them full active parishes again.
The entire closing list online, stlouisreview.com. A St. Louis man shot by Kirkwood police officers after a robbery attempt last night is charged with robbery, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. 29-year-old Cardrell Jones is listed in stable condition at an area hospital. Kirkwood police describe Jones as a career criminal. Officers chased Jones after he allegedly tied up 2 employees at Scrubs and more. He fled with uniforms, cash, and the surveillance videotape. Police say they found a loaded and cocked blue steel revolver at his feet as officers approached him after he was shot. The U.S. attorney says doctors who violate their public trust by illegally dispensing drugs deserve to go to prison. U.S. Attorney Jim Martin referring to 56-year-old Russell Calista of O'Fallon, who was sentenced today.
Dr. Calista was sentenced to 26 months, a little over 2 years in prison today. He was writing fraudulent prescriptions in order to get painkillers to give to
patients, so to speak, patients, and to use himself.
Dr. Kaliska pleaded guilty in December to two felony counts. And the FBI is describing this week's vandalism incident at Harrah-Stowe State College as a hate crime. They confirm they're working with St. Louis police detectives and school security. On Wall Street, the Dow up 92, the NASDAQ up 13, the S&P is up 11. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast. Meteorologist Mike Roberts, clear tonight, low 32, and tomorrow sunny in a high of 50 degrees. 57 degrees at Lambert Field. It's 4:06, and you're up to date. Now with traffic, here's Karen Vail in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by CARSTAR Collision. Roads can be risky. CARSTAR reminds you, be safe. If an accident happens, though, call 1-800-CARSTAR for accident assistance. CARSTAR repaired almost 10,000 cars last year, and they have 9 area shops. Westbound 70 at Memorial Drive, an accident. Now, this one sits on the ramp to Memorial. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 still running heavy between the Inner Belt and Laclede Station. Westbound 70 between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive, heavy traffic. On southbound 270, traffic running slow between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, heavy, Lindbergh out to the Inner Belt. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic lining up. Same thing on northbound 55, it slows at Park, approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
My dream home? A picture of quiet setting with great big trees and creeks and crickets chirping. And everything inside my home is designed by me from the bottom up. Is that too much to ask from the low 200s?
Not at all. With Barklage Custom Homes, you get all that and more. Barklage will design your home and begin construction with just $1,000 down. They'll even finance construction till you sell your present home. Move in within 5 months, guaranteed. Plus, Barklage is opening phase two of both Eastland Oaks and Forest Glen Estates. Get first choice of beautiful new lots. Or save up to $15,000 on phase one inventory homes. Visit Eastland Oaks from the low 200s in Washington, just 30 minutes from Highways 270 and 44. Or Forest Glen Estates from the 300s off Manchester Road, just west of Wildwood. Call Barklage Custom Homes today at 888-239-0770. That's 888-239-0770. Barklage Custom Homes, building beyond the ordinary.
Hi, everybody. Dan Dierdorf here for the Smokehouse Market. Specialty Food Magazine recently announced its rating of the country's top retailers for 2004, and the Smokehouse Market was named one of the top 7 retailers in the United States. That is no surprise to anyone here in St. Louis who frequents the Smokehouse Market. Jane and Tom Stainard have done an A-plus job of making this city proud. Go to the Smokehouse where they've got 300 different wines they're ready to enjoy and take home. 350 different cheeses, if you can imagine that, both artisanal and farmstead. Their master butchers will create whatever it is you want from behind the meat counter, all sorts of different olive oils. How about a sandwich from the deli? Every one of them made fresh, where they've got soup, salads, and all sorts of catering. Don't forget their gift baskets. A gift basket from the Smokehouse Market, I'm going to tell you, will send them over the top. And, of course, right next door, Annie Guns, listed as one of Zagat's top American restaurants. What makes the Smokehouse Market tick? I'll tell you what it is. Excellence. The Smokehouse Market.
While passing through U.S. Customs, Oscar Wilde was asked if he had anything to declare. He shot back, "Nothing but my genius." That same strain of absolute self-assurance is engineered into the very DNA of Cadillac CTS. Its powerful V6 engine is perfectly balanced by a handling system that exudes confidence in every turn. Is it conceded to call CTS world-class? As a modern-day Oscar Wilde put it, "It ain't bragging if you can do it." Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease into 2005 Cadillac 3.6-liter CTS for around $325 a month for 36 months. $3,225 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey, residency restrictions apply. Your payments may vary. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. That's $325 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the Mutual Fund Store, we stick with fund managers who have a proven track record. But when a fund underperforms the market or its sector, we update your portfolio. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? Call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now, 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Don't end up with that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report, now with a buyback guarantee, or visit carfax.com for details.
All roads lead to St. Charles Nissan at our new premier facility, Ultimate from 69. Come see the largest automotive group in St. Charles County, Highway 70 and 370. Shift to St. Charles Automotive, where you're number one, and price is second to none.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
This recording, you should have stood closer to the microphone.
Really?
Across the room. In about 60 seconds, I'm going to bring a guy on here who most of you know, who knows more about blogs than I do, which is almost anybody, because I don't know anything about them. But it's a hot thing right now. So if you have a computer, you know what a blog is. And before we do that, here's something else you need. You need to take care of your teeth. There's no way that anybody, I don't think, has ever gone through life and never gone to the dentist and had good teeth and never had a problem and died with a full set of teeth. I don't think that's possible. I think, and if you think back, if you look at your grandparents, it was more common than uncommon to have dentures at about 50. Mm-hmm. People right. just lost their teeth because they didn't have the technology we have today. They didn't have the treatments we have today. Fluoride, that had a lot to do with eliminating cavities. I got kids that have never had a cavity. I got cavities all over my mouth because we didn't have all that.
So yeah, I did.
You don't have a cavity?
Never have one, no.
That's unbelievable
wow.
to me. By the time I was your age, I had like 8 fillings.
Fluoride?
Really?
It had to be the change in the toothpaste.
No, yeah. it's the fluoride
and the
water. And the water.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fluoride. That was the whole point of it, was to eliminate cavities. But you have to take care of your teeth. You have to go to a dentist. They do stuff you're not supposed to do. Bill Cosby has a great routine about how the dentist, they tell you, don't pick your teeth with a sharp object. Then you go, and what do? They pick your teeth with a sharp object. They do exactly what they tell you not to do. But they know what they're doing, and they know where to pick, and how to pick, and how hard, and all that stuff.
Is the chewing ice thing I've heard that's...
I've chewed ice my whole life. I chew ice almost every day.
Yeah, I hear
they still tell you not to?
Common sense tells me it's not a good idea,
yeah.
if you think about it. But I just like to chew ice, and I think most any dentist would tell you, if you just have to say, is it better to or not to, well, better
right.
not to chew.
Yeah.
I think it's probably, if you have nasty teeth to begin with, and they're weak, chewing ice would
right.
be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you have big, healthy teeth.
If you chew
teeth,
ice
yeah.
and you feel and you realize you're chewing pieces of your teeth at the same time,
that's a bad sign.
Bad sign.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. Ballas Dental Care. I'm a 31-year patient, and I'm proud to recommend it to everybody. Corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads, people coming from all over. Francis Chevrolet used to have a slogan, people come from miles around to Francis Chevrolet. Well, people come from miles around to Ballas Dental Care. Remember that name, Ballas Dental Care. Let's welcome our very special guest, ladies and gentlemen, the ghost of Radio Past, the Reverend Mike Anderson.
Hello,
Reverend. Hi, Reverend.
Hey, hi, guys.
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good. Here's how I'll start this. Blogs, I'll give you an example. It's even now in stories in the paper, in today's paper, there's a headline that has something about a blog. When this guy, Bill Haas, who I don't think has a snowball's chance of becoming the mayor,
hopefully.
A story about him saying he had thoughts of committing suicide.
Yeah,
they
right.
said that was on his blog. McCaw, who works here, has set up his own blog.
It's McGraw, I think.
What is it?
No,
it is
McCaw.
I think it's McCaw.
Yeah. It's McCall. Yeah.
And I might add, too, we think we work in the dark. Have you ever seen how he works? Huh. It's pitch dark, like a vampire.
Yeah, dark in there.
Vampire.
Romantic.
Totally dark with one little light. Yeah. So I thought we had a dark studio, but he's got a blog. A blog, blog, blog. I'm the kind of, and Reverend, you know this. I'm a guy who, you know, I think a week ago I discovered, whoo, there's a word processor in here. You know, I mean, I email and I get on the internet and I word process. But this other stuff, so my first question to you is, I guess just very simply, what is a blog?
Well, blogs have been around for a long, long time, but essentially they started out as personal diaries, personal journals. And they have grown over the years, and I mean years, like in internet years, it's generations. In real years, I guess the earliest ones were in the mid and late 90s. And basically they started, as I said, you know, chicks talking about their cats, putting pictures up.
And so it's a diary that you obviously want other people to read.
Yeah. And I think there's probably a deep psychological reasoning somewhere in there, but I'm not prepared to go into that.
So is it like your own website without all the bells and whistles?
Yeah, and it can have bells and whistles if you want. There are some out there, and Terry, you probably have visited a lot of these things.
Yes, I have.
You know, as political as you think. But
then what's the difference between it and a website?
Well, it's getting harder and harder to make a difference appear. A lot of the blogs that are happening today are political and philosophical blogs, and several of them have been responsible for some major news discoveries. And for example, the thing, the Dan Rather thing with the George Bush memos,
right,
all of that came about, all of that disruption for CBS came about because of a couple of major blogs. Point in fact, Little Green Footballs is one of them. It's a strange name, but it's a marvelous place if you're a conservative guy.
Yeah.
The other ones, there are blogs on the left. There's one called Democratic Underground, which is populated by some interesting sorts.
Communists.
Well, Terry. Yeah.
So when you have a blog, you can write, or it's your choice. It can be just your rantings and writings, or you can have other people participate and write, right?
Exactly. You can have cooperative blogs where a number of people participate, or you can just simply do it yourself. Now, what has happened with these things is we have developed a cadre now of what is becoming known as citizen journalists.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who, you know, very smart people. For example, Powerline blog is populated by three very bright, very powerful lawyers spread across the country. And these guys have a lot of contacts. And with those contacts, they're able to develop a lot of amazing information.
All right, if you've got a computer and you say, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to find some blogs, is there a blog index? How do you find blogs?
Well, you can Google blog.
Okay.
Just presuming you use Google.com.
And if you Google more specifically a type of blog, political blog?
Political blog, conservative political blog, liberal, anything you want, just use the search terms that you would normally expect through whatever search engine you use.
Okay, then why is this any different than a message board?
Well, because you don't have to allow participation by other people.
Okay.
On a message board, you don't either, but that's presumably the intent of a message board.
Reverend, one of the biggest websites in America is Drudge.
The
Drudge Report is. Didn't Drudge, isn't that sort of like a blog?
Well,
the
Drudge Report gets kind of a bad shake, I think, at the hands of what has become known as mainstream media. But he's really just an index of news resources.
So he's passing along information.
Right. He has links to just hundreds and hundreds of places out there that have information on the left and on the right. Presumably because of his orientation politically, people expect there to be more on the right, I guess.
So a blog is a site, but they don't refer to it as a blog site.
Well,
it is a site.
Blog is becoming a prefix for all kinds of things, though. The entire collection of blogs is now known as the blogosphere.
Oh, man. So what is the difference, you being the Reverend Mike Anderson?
I am.
What is the difference in a website and a blog?
I was going to ask him.
Well, they're both just little bags of electrons sitting out there on the Internet. I mean, there's really no difference except one is specifically to deliver information or pictures of my cats or dogs or political information or my rantings on something.
And is it easier for an individual to create his or her own blog than it is a website?
Well, there are a lot of places out there now that allow you to use their servers free, no charge, and create a blog. For example, if you go to blogger.com.
That's easy.
Blogger.com, which is owned by Google. They just bought this thing in the last year. You can set up a blog, which, for example, I did for me.
And anybody could do this?
Sure, anybody.
So blogger.com, and it'll take you through it.
Is it two G's on there, Beale?
I say what?
Yes, Dan. Blogger, blogger would be two
usually
G's.
Usually double the...
Yes,
Dan. How much does it cost, Reverend, to do something like that?
It's free.
Oh, free.
Boy, I'm thinking about starting a blog. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you need to have something to say.
Woody's words...
Reverend, your very popular website, stlouismedia.net,
that is
not a blog, right? That's a website.
I guess there's a fine line there, because on the front page of stlmedia.net, there's a continuing, as information comes in regarding the tricks of the trade in St. Louis media, I just keep kind of a running scorecard on the front page. And there's also an associated message board. So what happens there is that, they kind of complement one to the other. I developed a blog because I discovered that if you get political or if you start making comments about social issues on a media website, people don't need to, it's like playing country music on an urban station. There's something wrong with that combination.
Now, what is your blog? Can we give your blog?
Sure, yeah. It's all one word, probably correct, which is PC, actually.
Yeah.
Probably correct. .blogspot.com.
Okay. Is every blog, do they all end with .blogspot.com?
No, just the ones that go through Blogger.
Okay, politically correct .blogspot.com.
Yeah, and it's, I just, in that place, I just provide links to stories that I've found particularly fascinating.
You know, here's the problem I have with all this. There aren't enough hours in the day to delve into this. This is unbelievable.
Well, that's why if you have a personal blog, that's what you do instead of watching reruns of Law and Order on...
I love reruns of Law and Order.
Well, I do too, but sometimes you have to, make a decision.
So you have a blog and you can update it every day, every hour, every week, every month, whatever.
Anytime I want to go in there and say something stupid, yeah.
And give us again, for anybody who wants a blog, it's blogger.com. That's
blogger.com. It's a free service from Google. And there are a lot of other free services out there. So, you can make a decision. Or you can buy a package from a number of providers that will sell you the software to develop it on your own website, and you will own that software. And
see, I got to tell you something. I don't care how often you explain it. I will never understand a lot of this. I don't get it. I still don't get the big difference. I don't get why you need a blog if you have a website. I don't know who. How do people all of a sudden know to go to blogs? How do they know?
It's your way of shouting at the world, I think.
Yeah, it's just grown over the years, and as they've grown into this citizen journalist thing, as I said, there are a lot of bright people out there who were not getting proper attention for being able to think and for being able to discover these things that we have discovered.
And now that you've told us about it, there'll be some not-so-bright people.
Well, that's the price you have to pay.
Hey, Reverend, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Instead of a blog spot, how about setting up your own website? What does that take for the average person? If I say, I want to put Terry Daly in dance tights on the web.
Oh,
I know.
Kind of one of those Jim Gannon things.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good, but if you want to set up your own website, where do you go?
Well, frankly, I think you should call me.
if I didn't know you, okay?
There are a number of places out there that allow you to set up websites at no charge or at a very minor charge. GeoCities, I think, is one of them. If you I think SBC, Southwestern Bell, through their services, if you're a DSL customer, you're allowed so many pages. There are a lot of different places.
And it's they'll walk you through it, I guess. But
it's all templated and pretty simple to do.
Well, easy for you to say. I guarantee you I could not set up my own website.
I promise you I couldn't.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
We reached a cutoff. Here's my cutoff. Email, internet.
You just
I know word processor
and printer and and digital pictures. I do digital pictures,
man.
I print my own prints, my color prints.
Wow,
and to me, that is a huge next level for me.
Well, you know, printing your color prints at home is probably not a good idea.
Why?
Well, because, A, it costs a lot more than it does to take them to one of those magic box things.
But we don't do that many. And you're right. It is
and they won't last as long.
You can put your digital pictures on your blog now. That
now you're way out of line. You're way out of line. Now, that's something people should know, too, is you take your camera card, your flash card, or you take the CD-ROM and take them into Kinko's or some of these places, and it's a lot cheaper, and they'll spit out all the pictures you want.
Yeah, and they're actual photographs, photographic prints. They're not from a printer.
So that you're saying that even if I do mine on good quality photo paper,
it probably will not last as long, but in the end, you're talking about years either way, so what's the difference?
Okay.
And you've still got the original digital image.
Or you hope you do.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, you got to organize that stuff.
All right, man. You know what? I knew that if I called him and asked him, I'd be more confused.
was
when I started. All right, hey, we appreciate it. And while you're here, a quick your compensation, and it's the least we can do. If people want to contact you, you do do websites that are much more elaborate and sophisticated than they could do on their own.
Beautiful website.
Give them tell them how to get a hold of you.
The email, mike@stlmedia.net.
mike@stlmedia.net. Okay, done.
I'll be waiting for your messages.
All right, Reverend.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
The Reverend Mike Anderson.
Yeah.
Wow. Good guy. This guy has been sitting in front of a computer since 1980. No, I'm not kidding. When I was at Kix 104, which is now Red, the same frequency, but it was a country station, this is the guy who brought a little laptop computer in, and he is the first person that ever showed me, and it was Prodigy. I don't think Prodigy exists anymore.
Man,
I remember the name.
Yeah.
It was one of the very first. And so the Reverend says, "Watch this." And he opens it up, and he gets on to Prodigy. And I remember we brought up a weather map and a radar, and I thought, man.
Oh.
And it had a weather forecast, and then he said, hey, watch this. And he brought up a grocery store that was way ahead of its time, where you could order groceries online, and then they'd be ready for you when you got. I thought, this is unbelievable.
Dirty pictures.
This is unbelievable.
I haven't seen the Reverend in a couple of years.
He's really thin.
His eyes are like bugged out, like Tori Spelling now, because he's sitting stares at.
Well, his eyes are actually square.
Like
the shape of a screen. It literally transformed the shape of his eyeballs. All right, so we thank the Reverend. If anybody else wants to, without getting too deep, because I still think the great majority of the audience has no idea what we're talking about, but the more I pick up the paper, and when I read that Bill Haas thing, and it said that on Bill's blog, he mentioned he was thinking about killing himself, I thought, wow, how do people find this? How do you know, it's like...
And once you have a blog out there, who comes across?
Well, it's like kids in video games. They buy them and they just know how to do them. That's the same thing with computers.
Right.
There are just people that they stumble on this stuff. All right, let's take one call or two, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Kent.
Well, hello. Hey, I'm the PM.
Thank you.
I just wanted to throw a web blog is where the term blog comes from.
Right, we mentioned that earlier.
So, yeah, and I must have missed that. That must have been when I had something in my ear.
Yeah.
I was trying to find my cigarettes and stick my finger in my ear and poke around for a while. Maybe I can try.
It's an abbreviation for web log, but I don't know what web log is supposed to mean.
Well, you know, I mean, most people aren't aware of the fact that you're a closet Trekkie, but if you can just picture, you know, Captain Kirk doing his own log, you know, Stardate 2-16-12-14.
So it's like a journal. It's a journal or a diary.
Yeah, so I wouldn't exactly call it a diary because, yeah, I mean, it's
more
open information. You know, it's a combined mix of personal things or whatever you may want to log.
The worldwide web log, your own personal worldwide web log. So
yeah,
you're just putting it out there for everybody.
For people if you want to come up with all kinds of information, disseminate that information yourself, and then put that down in words for everybody else to read, that's fascinating. I mean, It's a more useful way to spend time on the internet is find the information and disseminate it yourself.
Or find porno. That's more useful.
Well,
that's what I go for.
All right.
Thank you, Kent.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Here's Don. Hello, Don.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, want to give a quick traffic report.
All right, hang on. Is it a bulletin?
It's a bulletin.
All right, and now with the traffic bulletin, let's go live to Don. Take it away, Don.
This is Don in the big KTRS traffic truck, and we're stopped on 270 southbound, all the way from Olive down up to Manchester for some reason.
I'm surprised Karen didn't mention that.
Yeah, well,
really.
I bet it just happened, didn't it, Don?
Well, I've been in it for a while, so.
Yeah, he's been in it for a while.
A while. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk to Paul Ford here in just a moment.
Well, it's too late.
Karen's an idiot.
Hopefully we can help others, you know, move along home in a safe and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Translation, hopefully we can help Karen do her job and tell her what she's supposed to tell
thank
us.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
See you, Don.
Hey, Karen Bill is a hard worker.
Yes, she is, lady. Uh-huh.
He sure is. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Good.
I think I can give a quick layman's 30-second explanation. A weblog is basically a personal website. The main difference is how the information is put on there. To do a website, you kind of have to know a little bit of programming, and you have to build your web page and then put it out there. A weblog, you go onto the website log, and there's one little form, and you just type in your little thoughts or thing, hit the enter button, and it builds the page and does everything automatically in the background.
Wow, so it's the poor man's website.
Pretty much, and not necessarily the poor man, but the non-technical man's website.
Right, yeah, that's the one I'll go for. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we are coming back. Here now, the man who is responsible for us not having a joke yesterday with the Woods Basement Systems telephone number. Cow. Take it away, Woody.
1-800-203-8384.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that later, too. We're going to get to your emails. Yeah, I want you to read some of your emails to folks. And then let's see after those emails if Woods Basement Systems still wants to sponsor you. I wouldn't want to sponsor the guy who sabotaged the joke and it was responsible for the one and only day there was no joke yesterday. I wouldn't want that on my shoulders. No. But that's the kind of people they are. Forgive and give a second chance. That's Woods Basement Systems. You may not get a second chance if you let that problem in that basement get so bad that it's beyond repair. I don't think too many people do that. I think when people see a crack in the wall or the floor, or they see water running down the wall or puddled up in the floor, or they see some shifting in the foundation, I think they run in desperation either to the Yellow Pages or to call a friend or a neighbor and go, oh, my goodness, who do we call? We can skip that step because we'll tell you who to call now. Woods Basement Systems, 1-800-203-8384. This is what they do and what they do real well. So if you see anything goofy in that basement, you call. Peace of mind is knowing it is fixed and it's repaired and it won't be a problem again. And that's what you'll get when you call Woods Basement Systems.
We've saved the best for last. The Joes of Abag February Finale. A huge selection of signature suits, 50% off. Select business express suit separates, blazers and wool cashmere dress pants, 50% off. Even the entire stock of casual outerwear, 60% off. Want to save even more? While quantities last, take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance items, like thousands of sweaters and sport shirts, originally up to $99.50, now $19.99. The Joseph A. Bag February Finale. 50% off select signature suits and business express suit separates. 60% off all casual outerwear. Plus, take an extra 50% off all clearance prices. Now till Sunday.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road and Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
434 at the Big 550. Let's find Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550 and get some help about these traffic accidents and stoppages. Paul, hi.
Hi, Karen. Happy Friday. And now the bad stuff. South 270 is jammed north of Olive all the way down through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And our thanks to Don and the KTRS traffic truck for that item. Eastbound 270 slowing at Lindbergh through 170. On eastbound 40 downtown, it's slow west of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Over an accident now, westbound 44. This is west of Jefferson. The left lane is blocked. Westbound 44 is jamming at Jefferson. Westbound 70 heavy approaching 370 through Mid Rivers. This traffic report is brought to you by TV Guide Channel. Joan and Melissa are back on the red carpet for Hollywood's Biggest Night. Watch Joan and Melissa live at the Academy Awards this Sunday at 5, only on TV Guide Channel. This accident on 44 Jefferson, this car is right on top of the median wall, so the left lane is partially blocked eastbound as well. Fall forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Hi, folks. Biff Burns reporting from the boat show to reveal who's offering the best prices on personal watercraft. The early buzz has Polaris way out in front of everybody with some incredible deals. Till now, this information has been a carefully guarded secret. It's almost unbelievable, and you'll hear it here first. Check this out. You get up to $1,500 off when you buy a new Polaris watercraft before March 31st and make no payments until 2006. I'm not making this up. Get up to $1,500 off a new Polaris personal watercraft and make no payments until 2006. Plus, dealers may be offering other incentives to make the deal even sweeter. Folks, this has got to be the deal of a lifetime on award-winning watercraft like the MSX and the family-friendly Genesis. So be the first to get incredible deals on Polaris watercraft. And then you might want to hurry to the boat show or visit Seabold Sports in Lake of the Ozarks or call 573-348-6200.
This is Biff Burns asking, is there a doctor in the house?
Hello, this is Bill Wilkerson. Hey, we have two great things in my hometown of Memphis. We have Elvis, and we have great barbecue. Now, I can't help you with Elvis. You'll have to go to Graceland yourself. But I can tell you where there's finally some great barbecue around here. It's at Bully's Smokehouse, 4204 West Main, just south of North Belt West in Belleville. Now, a guy from Memphis wouldn't steer you wrong on great barbecue. Been there, had it, love it, and so will you. You like your ribs, wet or dry, you can get it at Bully's in three types of barbecue sauce. Midwest sweet and smoky, Texas hot and Carolina. Of mustard on the table. You choose whatever you like. And if you like seafood, they have great farm-raised catfish, crab cakes, beer-battered cod. And in addition to that, their Sunday brunch is awesome. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, I know why Bully's Smokehouse is so great. They have that smoker going 24 hours a day, and the ribs that appear on your plate have been smoked for over 12 hours. You know, they even have great funnel cakes for dessert. Go to Bully's for great barbecue. Bully's Smokehouse, 4204 West Main, just south of North Belt West in Belleville.
0% is back at Sunset Ford. That's zero financing for 60 months or up to $3,000 cash back on F-150s, excursions, and expeditions. Choose from 400 trucks at Sunset Ford and get 0% or up to $3,000 cash back on F-150 regular cab, super cab, two-wheel or four-wheel drive, even FX4 and Lariat. Step up to the new style F-150 with V8 automatic starting from $14,995 only at Sunset Ford.
Sunset Ford.
Sunset Ford has one hell of a deal for you. Purchase or lease a 2005 Focus and get a $2,000 factory rebate, plus a Dell Dimension 3000 PC with flat panel monitor and all-in-one printer, all at no extra charge. College kids could be cruising in a brand new 05 Focus now from $10,995. Or choose an 05 Escape from $15,995. Only at Sunset Ford. Grant Wayne Lindbergh.
Don't close the deal. Tell Sunset.
Sunset Ford.
All rebates included. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st.
Ultimate Electronics presents Visions in High Definition. I can see him standing at the line ready to take his free throw. I see the beads of sweat rolling down his face. A sense of doubt beginning to cross his mind. I can see that the last guy on the bench is too afraid to look. And even though I'm miles away from the game, I know that even the people sitting courtside aren't this close to the action. Thanks to Ultimate Electronics, now I see in high definition. They introduced me to HDTV, a new breed of TV that has five times the resolution of standard TVs. Since then, the game has never been the same. You should experience HD at Ultimate Electronics. High definition, home court. Come in now through Saturday and see how special 24-month financing can help you bring a new plasma or DLP HDTV home today. And check out the 32-page insert in this Sunday's paper for a glimpse of their huge selection of HDTVs. I see in high definition. Do you? Ultimate Electronics. Discover the ultimate experience. Financing with approved credit. See store for details.
He got sideswiped by a big truck.
Not even 2 minutes from my home.
His car just got totaled.
Well, I definitely thought when I had my accident that I wouldn't have my car for a while.
David and Ivy Chargaloff like the fast claim service they receive with American Family Auto Insurance.
We have a child, and one of us has to drop him off at the daycare, so we need two cars.
Having transportation is important.
It made our life very convenient that American Family took care of everything with such speed. We were very impressed.
We can definitely count on American Family Insurance. They have proved it to us.
We love American Family. We wouldn't switch. There's no reason to.
Call today for a free, no-obligation auto insurance quote. American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
Save on both auto and homeowners insurance when you have both with American Family. Find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family. All your protection under one roof.
Lou Hughes Ford of Chesterfield. Part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis. Right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
Buy the best boats, outdoor gear, and more at the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show. February 22nd through the 27th at America's Center in Edward Jones Doe. End Sunday.
The Sports Show.
You know what I love?
What?
A rainy night.
Oh, man.
Hey, what a coincidence. Really? I say that and then Cher starts singing. Two jokes today, everybody.
Wow.
Two jokes instead of one in the Playhouse.
Thanks to Woodrow.
Two saloon jokes with saloon piano music, which we didn't have yesterday. And now here to share some email.
Is are we going to read them now?
Oh, no, you're going to read them.
All right.
Is the man who screwed up yesterday and caused us not to have any jokes. So how would you like to start
now, hold,
with,
hold
start
on.
With
should it? He read these with music underneath?
Right-time piano music?
Well, or just the...
Boy, you know what? That's
I
a
had
nice
asked yesterday
touch,
the,
Karen.
The,
right-time
that's
piano.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Maybe a little of the softer, slower, like
right,
the entertainer
yeah.
to sort of remind
Bar-room
you...
piano
to remind you as you read it...
Why screw he's getting
up,
fired.
What a screw-up you are.
Yeah.
As you hear the music playing while you're reading, you know why these people hate you. Because you ruined their joke yesterday.
Did you find the
CD? Yeah, I have the CD.
Oh, okay.
All right, start the music and share.
Should I give names? Should we do first
names? I think if they hadn't wanted their names, they would have said, don't use my name.
All right. Number one from Scott and Karen. This is very nice. The subject is Big Dumb Stupid Kid. thanks for jipping us out of the joke today. Big
yeah.
Dumb Stupid Kid.
Yeah.
We're still AM and PM, Scott and Karen.
Good for you, Scott.
Don't you hear the laughter of the audience,
yeah.
but I don't care. No, there they are.
I love the music.
From Brian.
Oh.
Subject is hey with exclamation marks and question marks.
You turn the music down a little bit there.
You big stupid kid, what were
yeah.
you thinking?
Yeah. Don't blame you.
Our sentiments exactly, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
This is, hey, Woody, I'm teaching English to immigrants. They love the joke. Get some of that ragtime or whatever so we can hear two on Friday.
Yeah. So immigrants are missing the end.
Yeah.
And they probably, it's a teaching tool.
Yeah.
He teaches English, and now they're
this
lost.
This is educational discrimination.
Yeah,
that's a federal problem.
It says to me, you hate immigrants.
Mm-hmm. This one doesn't have it. No name.
Hate Chinese people, don't you?
No subject either. And this is, what the hell did you do? How could you F up so bad? I don't know.
F, what does that mean?
F in quotation marks.
Foul,
probably.
How could you foul up?
Foul
yeah.
up.
F up so bad to miss the music Franco asked for. Now you caused me to miss the joke of the day. What is worse, I won't be able to listen to tomorrow, Friday's show. Because I got to work a fish fry at the OLP Catholic Church.
Oh, wow. He'll miss two jobs.
Thanks. Now I know why they call you peon. Dipstick might be a better name. Thanks again for nothing.
These people hate your skill.
We call you Woody now.
Wow.
This is from Glenn. Subject Thursday's joke fiasco. Thanks a lot, Glenn. That's all you. This is Bruce. Woody. You ought to do it again just to see what happens. Let us know how many emails are received.
Well, he wants you fired.
He
wants you fired.
From Eric, you big stupid kid.
Yeah.
Daily joke is the only thing that keeps me from killing everyone on the way home.
Whoa!
You're happy.
You know what? That guy probably killed somebody.
You got blood on your hands, Woodrow.
From Greg, Woody, way to go with the joke yesterday. Big, dumb, stupid kid.
He hasn't read my favorite one yet.
Oh, wait, you're skipping
some.
Yeah,
I saw him.
You're shuffling through. You're skipping
some.
Hold on.
All right. This is I got one from Joe Hipperson, of course.
Who's that?
he's on the show.
Oh.
And he said a way to go. He's never messed up a whole segment before, but he's asking if you're taking applications to replace me.
Had this part.
This is Larry. When I'm traveling through the St. Louis area 3 to 4 times a month, I always listen to Frank, and especially for the joke, to help me through the last 3.5 hours of my trip home.
Yeah.
Thanks to you, I had to be miserable for that time yesterday. Maybe it will be better next time, or I may have to go back to the other station, if you know what I mean.
Whoa!
Going back to WGNU.
You've actually cost us listeners.
Oh, that's the worst.
The last one here is from Ron. Subject, no joke. Real big letters, bring back abuse boy.
Bring back abuse boy.
That's from abuse boy.
That's the evidence.
It probably is from abuse boy.
Yeah, sure, that's all of them.
That's all.
He didn't read us the real good
one. No, he didn't.
Well,
I guess you've learned.
Yeah,
learned a big lesson.
Yesterday. Nice lesson.
Well, you deserve it. And that's some of our piano music that we'll be using for the joke. And there will be two today. All right, we've got some open space here to take your calls at 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS.
May I ask the programming mechanics of two jokes? Like, are we going to have, are we going to turn on the audience microphones and then...
And then do it again.
Ladies come back in.
Ladies come back in. Do it again. Oh, yeah, it's a double header. It's a double header. Just a quick observation. I saw a guy on a news story, and actually they were interviewing him. He was the, I don't know, coordinator or something. And the guy was in his 50s. But by saying what he said, trying to be cool, he made himself look like a middle-aged guy trying to be cool and embarrassed himself. And he was talking about how diligently they were working on whatever this project was. And he said, we're working on it 24 by 7.
Not quite right.
I think he was close.
Yeah.
How many pounds in a gallon?
I don't think I've ever heard it. 24 by 7.
Yeah.
And before we get to your calls, last night on TV, maybe one of the best shows I've ever seen, Stars Without Makeup. Did you see it?
I told you about it, and then I forgot to watch it.
My wife... I was going to change it when it came on, and she said, don't touch that. Because women love it. And let me tell you something. It was 100 times better than I thought it would be. They showed, and I know the people that they had on had to just absolutely hate the show.
Man.
Some of the biggest stars in Hollywood at their worst. I mean, fat guts hanging out and no makeup. And I'm going to tell you the scariest one on there. And if any of you saw it, that Bette Midler scared the crap out of me. When they put her face on, it was the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life.
Was it just still photos? Or
no, some of them were videos of guys like Alec Baldwin on the beach with a big gut hanging out. Yeah. And other people that you think of as, real. Mm. And it was when they, between movies, had let themselves go or they're outside. Right. It was grand.
But it got weak toward the end because they showed Cindy Crawford... And with no makeup
she
on,
looked fine.
She still looks beautiful.
And they even admitted with a couple of people, they said we couldn't catch them looking bad.
Right.
A couple of them, but only a couple. Yeah. There were only a couple.
Well, I'm guessing this is just a one-time special show, not a series, of course.
No, I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm guessing you'll see it again.
You think?
They'll do a sequel. Yeah, I got to think it was so well received. Women absolutely eat that up. Because you know what my wife said? I feel a lot better about myself.
Yeah.
Because women obsess with, look how good they look and how bad I look. No, they look just like you.
Yeah.
They just have Hollywood to help them.
Bending over, picking up a dog or a bag of groceries, you got that belly hanging out and stuff.
And no makeup.
And I'm mad because I told you about it, and then I forgot about it. I got busy doing something.
It was one of the most entertaining things I have ever seen. Holy cow, is it good. Let's go to Pat. Hello, Pat.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Pat.
Hallelujah. Hey, is this the I Don't Get It segment?
It's anything you want it to be.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the one thing I do not get is who made this Joan Rivers Skeletor and her daughter a critic on clothing.
Well, let me tell you how McCaw today described Joan Rivers.
I think it's McGrill.
McGrill described Joan Rivers' face, and it was perfect. He said she looks like she's going down the road in a convertible at 200 miles an hour.
I'm gonna add to that with no windshield. That's what she looks like. Good night. I agree with you.
And her horse-faced daughter. Her horse-faced daughter, I don't believe, has had any plastic surgery. But
she needs
Hey, I watched that show about the stars last night as well.
That was great.
It was great. But didn't you think that they were getting a little bit petty on some of them?
Well, it was cruel. It was actually mean.
Mm. Well,
that's what made it so good.
I thought that my favorite one was the one with Cher where she got off her Harley.
Started
ripping into the guy, and then as she walked away, he says, I couldn't have paid for that.
No, and he couldn't have. And it was priceless video. Let's tell them, Pat, what we're talking about. Some videographer, some paparazzi, you saw it, got a shot of Cher when she's riding her motorcycle.
Okay.
He caught her at a stop sign, and she's in leather and a helmet.
And she has a beautiful body.
Well,
she is hot.
Well,
she was
in sunglasses and helmet, and most people would never have known it's just a chick in leather on a motorcycle. But this guy apparently had been followed. He knew it was her. She stops at a stop sign and realizes she gets off that bike. And she comes after him and comes toward him. And as she's walking toward him, it's F this and F you and F that and you F and so and so. And she's laying into him and she says, this is the only privacy I have. I'm in my hometown. I'm not in Hollywood. I'm by myself. This is the one thing I do. And you F and F-er, you've got to come in here and ruin my... And didn't she, Pat? She went nuts.
She did go crazy. And she walked away and then she came back and went into him again. And it was great because she's walking away. For the third time, he says under his breath, I couldn't have paid for that.
I got to tell you,
did she still look hot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Pat, that was probably the highlight of the whole show.
You know, I think the person who's failed the most is Farrah Fawcett.
I'm going to tell you, scary.
From what she was to
scary.
What she is now.
Yeah.
And how about Ryan O'Neal?
He made me feel good.
Yeah.
No, he made me feel good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed seeing the men with their guts hanging out.
It
made me feel good. Yeah.
You guys have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, Pat. You ladies that think some of these guys are so hot, you know what? They're kind of just like us.
Yeah, like Baldwin.
When they're not in the right lights and the right makeup, and they're between movies and they let themselves go, they're pigs just like the rest of us, and it was a delight. Holy cow, is that funny. And that Cher thing. She chewed this guy up, and I thought she was going to go after him and tear his camera up. And then when you turned to walk away, you thought it was over, and she wheeled back around. And another thing, you effer.
And she comes back after him again.
Where was she? What
she
town?
Was in the town wherever she lives, and I don't know where that is, but it was her hometown.
But it wasn't Hollywood. Huh?
No, and it was a little just shopping intersection.
Oh, well, your share.
And
that's
too
bad.
That's in dollar signs.
That's where she gets away from it all and has privacy. And you could tell that once he busted that person, she was just out of She was out of control. And I'll tell you what, I don't think you want Cher mad at you. She's nasty, man. She's mean. It was great. 8 before 5 at the Big 550. All right, we got a great upscale community for you in St. Charles County. It's called Boulder Ridge. And if your first reaction is, well, I'm not interested unless it's a T.R. Hughes community, well, here's the good news. It is a T.R. Hughes community. And Boulder Ridge is spectacular. The best of everything. Upscale. Plenty of woods. Home sites up to an acre. They have a ranch display. They have a story and a half display. They have wooded home sites, walkout home sites, 3-car garages, wood-burning fireplaces. You know, I don't know why they put it wood-burning fireplace. It's a fireplace. Usually they're wood-burning unless you want to make them gas, but I guess the point is to let you know they have fireplaces and Anderson windows, and they start in the 320s. Displays are open from 10 in the morning till 5 p.m. daily, and their website is trhughes.com. Again, it's called Boulder Ridge. You take Interstate 70 to Highway Z in St. Charles County. You go south about a half mile, and it's on the right. That's how close it is to 70, which means you have great access, jump on the highway, and you're just minutes from anywhere you want to be. Again, start in the 320s. Worth taking a look at. Boulder Ridge from T.R. Hughes.
Hey, you've only got DSL.
Thanks, man. SBC hooked me up. I got my DSL high-speed internet, local, long-distance, Dish TV, and Singular Wireless all on one bill.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? I could have hooked you up. My cousin over at Jaguar could have beaten that.
You're kidding, right? I mean, I had a DSL and picked up $100 in free music downloads. Plus, I got Dish TV and Singular Wireless with another $100 in movie tickets and movie downloads. You could have beaten that?
Well, no, but I could get you a boombox and parachute pants.
Thanks, but I'll stick with SBC.
Start saving today by combining SBC services. Add high-speed internet, Singular Wireless, digital satellite TV, or SBC long distance. Plus, earn up to $200 in your choice of free music and movie downloads and more. Add, save, earn. Call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit sbc.com/earn. SBC, going beyond the call. Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee. Extra for details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-416-6472, toll-free, or visit sbc.com/details.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices on top-of-the-line hotels.
I saved $75 a night. We got two nights for the price of one.
With Priceline, get a two-star hotel for as low as $35 a night, a three-star from just $49, and a four-star for as low as $79. You choose the price, neighborhood, and a two-, three-, or four-star hotel, and they'll find it.
We are going to sleep well tonight.
Top-of-the-line, guaranteed best price, Priceline Hotels. Book a Priceline vacation package now and get an instant rebate up to $200. See website for rebate and guaranteed details.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackerman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackerman Advantage. At Ackerman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the old-fashioned way, with a handshake and a smile. What you won't find at Ackerman Buick Hyundai are salespeople who circle around you like hungry sharks and make promises that won't be kept. I want to personally invite you to come visit us at 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road and experience the Ackerman Advantage for yourself.
455 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550 and hope that things are a little better. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. We've got this major problem westbound on 44. Police activity. There's a tractor trailer on the shoulder. Looks like they're searching this tractor trailer for illegal aliens or substances. Not sure which, but there are several other cars. Lots of police. At least 10 cars on the shoulder, including this tractor trailer. The jam, westbound 44 is jammed. Lindbergh all the way to Antire Road. Also, westbound 44 west of Jefferson in South St. Louis, an accident. The left lane's blocked in both directions. Westbound 40 jammed east of Hampton to Hanley, and again 270 through Mason Road. Southbound 270 jammed north of Page through 40. There's an accident north of 40. The left lane there is blocked. North 270 also jammed near Clayton Road through Highway 40. On westbound 70, slow going east of Cave Springs through Mid Rivers and Highway 79. This report is brought to you by AutoZone. Driving on a set of worn-out shocks or struts is dangerous. Get to AutoZone. Replace your worn-out shocks or struts today. Don't take chances. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Call forward to the KPRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, because it wouldn't make sense to star anybody else.
No.
If it's the Bill Cleveland segment. Starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, the star of the Bill Cleveland segment, Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello, happy Friday, everybody.
You know, I love Friday because that's usually your best material.
Oh, no, that's what I hear.
We cannot wait.
People tell me. Oh, here's one of those stories you just got to shake your head and go, how in the world is this possible? Texas Tech University has actually found rocket fuel in the breast milk of mothers in 18 states.
How in the world is that possible?
Yeah. No idea. That may explain why your baby won't go to sleep, though.
He's building up.
Yeah. Starting slow. San Francisco Giants superstar Barry Bonds, he's going to miss several weeks of spring training because of a knee operation. Doctors had to rush him into surgery when tests showed he had blood in his steroid stream.
That's a closer.
And if you use Botox, you may want to listen up to this. $1.5 million worth of an unapproved knockoff of Botox was used on hundreds of patients, mainly in Florida, Nevada, and Ohio. Here's a few warning signs. You may have been among them. Your crow's feet have morphed into an entire crow.
Yeah, I saw a special on those people, by the way, and some of them can't walk. They got Botox injections in their face, and they literally got paralyzed in the rest of their body.
Yep. That's scary. This is a side note. Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit a couple weeks ago where they did the all the Botox those skit. Did you see that?
No.
Where they couldn't smile and they couldn't talk?
No.
It was unbelievably hilarious. I was just on a rerun. The doctor who administered the shots was wearing a fake Rolex. That would be a bad sign. You may be in trouble if your wrinkles now spell out, "I'm an idiot." Martha Stewart, she's going to launch an upscale clothing and furniture line as soon as she gets out of prison.
All right.
And nothing really says upscale.
Upscale,
that
huh?
Nothing quite says upscale like buying Martha Stewart towels at Kmart, am I right?
I
got a good closer finally this afternoon.
I thought it was Friday. You think it's on a roller coaster ride.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, we talked about this before. Missouri, apparently, the most sexually adventurous state in the nation.
You're welcome.
That, according to a new study. Actually, a second study's come out and said that. So, apparently, Missouri's now the show me yours and I'll show you mine state.
Oh, that's right.
Bill Clevelin's segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, the official AM and PM cab company. And from sunny downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bill. Have a good weekend. Man, I'm so glad it's Friday. I can't stand it. I thought yesterday was Friday, and it really wasn't. No. It's early Friday. And we have two jokes in the Playhouse. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A judge in Florida says unless appeals court disagrees, Terri Schiavo's husband, Michael, will be allowed to remove her feeding tube on March 18th. That was a date set today. With more, we go live to Miami and ABC's Andrew Colton.
Sherry, the judge has basically told Terri's parents that they have 3 weeks to accept that this fight is over. Terri's dad says a lot can happen in 3 weeks, but...
I don't see it as a victory. The victory is when we take Terri home and get her therapy. Then it's a victory.
He says they will appeal today's ruling, though most higher courts have ruled against them over the years. Sherry?
ABC's Andrew Colton live from Miami. Police in Central Florida said a few minutes ago that a child's body found near Tampa is not that of 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford. She disappeared from her home Wednesday night. There was supposed to be a ceasefire in effect in Israel. But that is what it sounds like in Tel Aviv now after a suicide bomber struck at a nightclub. At least 3 people were killed and dozens more were hurt. Pope John Paul is on the mend while talks continue of a possible resignation.
The rules of the church say a papacy manned only by death or resignation. It has to be free resignation. And we've been given very strong hints that this pope, like Paul VI before him, has almost certainly made plans for resignation in advance, if you will, in the case of his complete and lasting and permanent incapacitation.
ABC's Bill Blakemore. Temple University basketball coach John Chaney suspended for the rest of the regular season for putting in a player recently to purposefully hard foul. The guy ended up breaking the arm of an opposing player. Atlantic 10 Commissioner Linda Bruno says Chaney doesn't need to be out any longer.
We never really talked about beyond the regular season. I think that we feel that that's an appropriate amount of time. It sends a signal.
Police near Wichita, Kansas are questioning a person of interest, they call it, in the so-called BTK serial killer case. 8 killings between 1974 and 86 are linked to the same person. You're listening to ABC News.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 5:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
We're going to come together and debrief and see where we are and move forward based on that.
School board president Darnetta Klingscale on the board's interviews with 4 finalists for St. Louis School District Superintendent. The board has called a 5:15 news conference to announce their decision. KTRS's Chris Pilsick is live at district headquarters. Chris.
Well, Brian, the four finalists went through final interviews this morning, and just about 4 hours after that, the decision has been made. Will the superintendent be Benton Harbor, Michigan School Superintendent Dr. Paula Drowning, Dr. John Thompson, the former superintendent of Pittsburgh Schools, Richmond School District Superintendent Dr. Deborah Jewell Sherman, or the Deputy Chief Academic Officer from the Philadelphia School District, Dr. Craig Williams? We should know that answer in about 15 minutes. Brian?
KTRS's Chris Bilsick reporting live from district headquarters. A dedicated federal funding stream to support the expansion of parents as teachers would be established if U.S. Senator Kit Bond has his way. Bond today is reintroducing legislation expanding the PTA program. He spoke this afternoon at the Ferguson-Florissant Early Education Center, one of the pilot centers 21 years ago.
I have been touring the state this week talking about parents as teachers. In most places, I have to tell them why parents as teachers is important. Not here. You know it. You've been there.
The bill is called the Education Begins at Home Act of 2005.
I have a daughter in kindergarten, and I would have brought sent her through eighth grade here, too. But see, this is going to force us to move out of the city.
A parishioner at Resurrection of Our Lord reacting to news her parish is one of 10 South St. Louis Catholic churches scheduled to close in July. Archbishop Burke approved the consolidation plan. Archdiocese spokesman Jamie Allman says three historic churches that were on the earlier list will remain open as chapels, and they could return as full parishes later.
These were all efforts on the part of the Archbishop to maintain the historic nature of the South City Deanery and especially preserve these churches for the value that they have to the Catholic community.
The complete listing of church and school closings is available online, stlouisreview.com. A DePere man pleads guilty to charges of interstate transportation of $900,000 of stolen property. U.S. Attorney Jim Martin says Bob Patel pleaded guilty to two felony counts of interstate transportation of the stolen property.
Mr. Patel pled guilty today to stealing $900,000 worth of computer equipment. He was actually computer servers that he was supposed to be ordering on behalf of his company, Scott Trade.
Patel faces up to 10 years in prison. He'll be sentenced in May. On Wall Street, the Dow finishes the day up 93, the NASDAQ up 13, and the S&P up 11. 53 degrees, our current temperature at Lambert Field at 506. You're up to date. Now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thank you, Brian. It's just a tough go on westbound 44 this afternoon. Westbound 44 now at Jefferson, an accident. The left lane's blocked in both directions. Then westbound 44 at the Edgar Overpass, just west of Laclede Station Road, there's an accident. The two left lanes are blocked, and westbound 44 looks like it's jamming near southwest, possibly Arsenal, all the way through the Edgar Road Overpass. Then westbound 44 is jammed west of Lindbergh all the way out to Antire Road where we have police activity. Everything's on the shoulder, but those drivers are slowing for a look. And again, it's jammed from west of Lindbergh east of 270 all the way out to Antire on westbound 44. Southbound 270 jams north of Page through Doherty Ferry. An earlier accident north of 40 has been cleared. Westbound 40 jams east of Hampton through Hanley, again 270 to Mason Road. Westbound 70 heavy and slow from east of Cave Springs through 79. And eastbound 270 slowing at New Halls Ferry. There's an accident reported there as well. And this report brought to you by CarStar. Roads can be risky. CarStar reminds you be safe. But if an accident happens, call 800-CARSTAR for accident assistance. CarStar repaired nearly 10,000 cars last year. CarStar Collision Repair, 9 area shops. Fall forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Nissan introduced 10 bold, powerful cars and trucks and achieved the biggest sales increases in America. What's next? Nissan's Drive to a Million Sales event. We're out to break a record, 1 million sales, so you get great offers on new Nissans, like the stylish Murano with available all-wheel drive, the full-size Nissan Armada with available 9,100-pound towing capacity, even the all-new Pathfinder with a 270-horsepower V6. Now lease the 2005 Pathfinder for $339 a month for 39 months with $1,999 due at signing. $339 a month for Pathfinder. Only at Nissan's Drive to a Million sales event. See your Nissan dealer now. We're in a Drive to a Million, so you get great offers on new Nissans. Nissan, shift your ride. Sales increase based on PAI Auto Data CY 2004. Tax title license extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 2-2805.
Skills rock.
And skills roll.
Some of the fastest growing job markets in Missouri require specialized technical skills and training to get ahead. I'm John Lane, owner of Johnny's Beanery in Columbia and vice president of the Missouri Restaurant Association. If you want a career with plenty of room for advancement, then look to the hospitality industry. Training in this field can start as early as high school with Missouri's ProStart program. ProStart combines classroom learning and work experience to prepare students for careers in food services. Restaurants in Missouri already employ more than 185,000 workers, and the hospitality industry as a whole is expected to add over 1 million new jobs nationwide by the year 2012. Skills, knowledge, and flexibility are what you need to grow with this dynamic industry.
Skills rock!
And skills roll!
Get more information today by visiting your local school district's area career center, your nearest community college, or guidance counselor. We are Missouri Career Education, essential skills for all students.
We've saved the best for last. The Joe's of AVAG February Finale. A huge selection of signature suits, 50% off. Select business express suit separates, blazers and wool cashmere dress pants, 50% off. Even the entire stock of casual outerwear, 60% off. Want to save even more? While quantities last, take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance items, like thousands of sweaters and sport shirts, originally up to $99.50, now $19.99. The Joseph A. Bag February Finale. 50% off select signature suits and business express suit separates. 60% off all casual outerwear. Plus, take an extra 50% off all clearance prices. Now till Sunday.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road and Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
I'm looking for a sexy new toy.
Then visit the world-class motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson. Bob Schultz, the authorized Harley-Davidson dealer in St. Charles, has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys.
Plus leather and accessories at low prices.
Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson, I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles, the Harley experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket, St. Charles, the Harley experts.
Buying a used car? A Carfax vehicle history report could save you thousands. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report, now with a buyback guarantee, or visit carfax.com for details.
Each child has special talents, and Catholic schools nurture and develop these talents. Look into Catholic schools, where every child is a gift. 314-792-7304.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Real hunk with defined lats and pecs and rippling calf muscles.
Whoa,
his
man.
Biceps oh. bulge just right.
Oh.
He's so limber that he does splits like a 16-year young cheerleader.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about me. I didn't even know he knew me.
That's why he's at that other station talking like this.
No, that's different.
That other guy?
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to a very special edition Opinions Playhouse on this February 25th, where there will be two great Wild West saloon jokes today. Back to back, two ladies' intros, two finales, all because of a major screw-up made by Woody yesterday. So I guess today you can actually thank him for for the doubleheader and jokes, and it's all brought to you by Argosy Casino Alton. I can't believe that I've already gotten used to that, but I think I have. Let's do a round of introductions.
What?
Oh, my
goodness. You have got
to be kidding.
What happened?
You've got to be kidding.
Oh, that's a first.
He had the other.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey!
Oh, man.
Stop.
Can you stop the music?
This is really embarrassing.
Talk to us. You got a girlfriend. You've never screwed that up.
I know.
Yesterday, it was the joke music.
Right.
What's going on?
That was just.
We're your friends.
Not sure.
And the mics are off. Mics are off.
Piano music ready.
Mics are off.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
No, there's no problem.
There is a problem.
No.
Yeah,
come on.
Start the music.
Hey!
Something's up, guys.
At the control board, numbskull.
Oh.
Our control board operator, when he feels like it, Woody Guy, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. Because they make my presence possible.
Today they do.
And hello to the chicks.
Yeah, they just called. And,
maybe not tomorrow.
Maybe
not Monday.
And canceled. Karen Vale is here.
Oh, hello, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I wish you people could have seen what went on out there. She tried to tongue me.
Yeah, she tried to grab me.
Yeah. And she reached for something.
Yeah, and you reached back.
Mm-hmm, you bet I did.
Reached her back.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how are you?
I'm fine. Hello, everybody.
He Behemoth in charge of security. Rat Boy is here.
Jeez.
Terry Daly's here.
I want to say hello to Missy Andrews from Rich Andrews Restaurant out in St. Peter's. I had lunch there today. Great little place. That's it.
All right. And, Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Steve's not here, but there's a pretty lady out here. And I turned for Steve.
Yeah, very pretty woman. He said, hey, Steve.
Well, he sent in a replacement. whoever the lady conducting the orchestra is, and Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra. Maybe Steve had a makeover.
It's a good one. He ever did.
It's a good one. All right. Our doubleheader joke today and whatever precedes it brought to you by Argosy Casino Alton, your lucky place, where Lori Morgan will be in concert March 18th and 19th. Now, I'm going to tell you that if these tickets aren't sold out already, I'd be surprised. If they're not sold out early next week, I'll really be surprised. So they may or may not be. You have to call 1-800-711-GAME.
She's hot.
She's very hot.
Oh, man.
And, you know, not just hot, but if you didn't see her, a good singer.
If you like
her music, even if you couldn't look at her. Here's a chance to do both at the Argosy Music Hall. And, of course, Winter Warm-Up. That's W-I-N-N-E-R. Going on now through March 13th, your chance to win up to $10,000 in cold, hard cash. You can enter once a day, every day. Now through March 13th, the drawings take place on Sunday and Wednesdays, and you've got a shot at it, just as big a shot as anybody else. You just have to get over there. You got to be 21, and there is no purchase necessary at Argosy Casino Alton.
May I say before you start the Playhouse, I want to thank Al for sending me a couple of DVDs, very special DVDs, and I hope they work. That's it.
All right. This is hard for me to believe. I think everybody now knows who Terry Hatcher is. Desperate Housewives is a hot show.
Radio Shack commercials, right?
No, Housewives.
But
she's better known for Desperate Housewives.
Right.
Yeah.
Which you didn't watch.
I don't watch that.
Joe's...
No.
It's Karen's an idiot.
It's the hottest show on television.
There's something else I watch when that's on, and I don't know what night it's on.
I don't watch it either.
Well, Terry, thank you, Dan, for speaking.
Wait a minute. You said there's something else you watch it's on.
But I don't know which night it is. I know there's something else I watch, but what night's it on?
Sunday night.
At what time?
I think 8 o'clock.
Howie Long.
Howie Long's with Terry Hatcher in the
Radio
Shack commercial.
Right.
Terry Hatcher. Could you be cuter? Listen to this. She has said in an interview that she went without sex for 4 years. Following the breakup from her husband, she said, quote, that I thought about a male hooker. Now, I know exactly what you're thinking. How in the world would a woman like this have to resort to that?
How can that possibly be when every single man who drives by her or walks by her would have her if she said yes
She said,
women.
She said, I thought about a male hooker. It would be like getting your carpet cleaned, and there was a spot they didn't get out. You would feel safe
carpet
saying,
carpet clean.
You would feel safe. You would feel safe saying, I need you to get this spot out, or I'm not paying for you. In other words, she felt by paying somebody, she could make them satisfy her.
Oh. Where was I? Where was I?
Really? Holy cow. And I would charge her nothing.
Yeah, freebie.
I'd charge her a couple of bucks.
She says, I don't know, quote, I don't know what I need a man for. I've got some fabulous electronics to use instead.
What?
I'm trying not to picture this. Wait a minute. No, I'm not. I'm trying to picture.
They asked her in the interview if she was having sex now, and she said, I'm satisfied with my life. Put it that way. That says electronics. Something's wrong here.
Yeah. Mm.
Something's very, very
terribly
wrong.
Terribly wrong.
When Terry Hatcher is literally desperate. Animal rights activists, here's where they waste a lot of time and spend too much time. They are upset and disgusted by new candy that Kraft Foods has out, and the candy is shaped like little critters that have been run over by cars, even with little tire treads. Tire treads. It's called Trolley Roadkill Gummy Candy, and it's in the shape of flattened snakes, flattened chickens, flattened squirrels, and they say it fosters cruelty toward animals. Well, let me tell you something, PETA people. Nobody, because of a piece of gummy candy, is going to want to run out and kill animals and run over them because of that. They said it sends the wrong message to children, that it's okay to harm animals. No, it doesn't. It sends a message that, hey, sometimes you see things flatten on the road. Here's a candy that looks like it. That's all it says. This is my problem with these people. They said this is not what should be coming from a so-called wholesome corporation like Kraft. They're getting petition drives, boycotts, and letter writing campaigns to get the candy off the market. I say everybody go out and buy roadkill candy.
What a bunch of freaking nerdos!
And here's the other thing they do that's so stupid. By doing this, they call attention to the fact that there is such a candy, and people who didn't know it now want to go buy it.
They're just gonna
sell more of it. So way to go, PETA people. Tom Arnold has spent the last several months trying to conceive a child with his wife, and he's tried all kinds of things. He's lost weight. He gave up smoking. He cannot get her pregnant.
He has some pretty old boys in there, doesn't he? Isn't he old for like 50, 55 years old?
What's that got to do with
it? They start losing.
He says, I don't have any children. We've been trying for a while. It's a lot of hassle because he says, I have a low sperm count, and she has to take shots, but it's all my fault. So he has gone to an acupuncturist, and they are going to acupuncture his testicles.
Wow.
He says they start up a little high, and they go all the way to the tank, the whole area.
Hey.
He says it was humiliating and painful. I think my wife appreciated it.
I don't like the words puncture and testicles
together.
No.
Painful.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I don't have much time. Let's get to what matters here when we get to the double joke. When I talk to Mike Evans, ask him to remind me. I think our bet for the Oscars is on Best Actor. I think he's got DiCaprio,
right. Yeah,
and I have Jamie Foxx, and anybody else, it's a wash. And I think I'm going to win this one. It's $100.
I think you are, too.
Because listen to this. It says the Daily News says, from the odds sheets and the odds makers, unless your name is Jamie Foxx or Hilary Swank, don't even bother writing an acceptance speech. That's some inside the tabloid from Hollywood itself. And how about this statement by Lindsay Lohan's dad? This guy's a mess. Arrested for drunk driving. And
in November.
What was that?
Who was arrested in November? What was that talking about? Our newsroom.
Why did that?
Because they know he was arrested in November.
No. Why did that? You're trying to cover up for Woody, Karen.
What happened there, Woody? That's the second one today. Now you did yesterday, and now two today. What happened?
Sounds like you made a mistake.
Well, it does. What happened there?
I don't know. I just.
You know what? We're gonna have to talk after
all
the show.
Yeah.
There's something seriously wrong here. Uh-huh. Here's his statement. Listen to this now. He told the New York Daily News he's divorcing Lindsay Lohan's mom. He's been arrested for drunk driving. Here's what he says. He told their family security guard last year, quote, O.J. Simpson has nothing on me. I know exactly how I'm going to kill them. Talking about his wife and kids. That's not something you want out there when you're trying to build a defense. Good night. And then I see where Jill St. John has a steel rod up her back and a new hip, another skiing accident. You know what? This skiing stuff.
What a babe she was. What is she? Must be over 60.
No, wait a minute. I get her confused with another guy.
She's married to Robert Wagner now, but she was a Bond girl.
Who was in Heart to Heart with him?
Stephanie Powers.
Yeah. Oh, see, I get them mixed up. Okay.
Well, she's got a rod up her back now. That didn't sound very good.
Hey, no skiing for me.
Why are you walking so funny?
Yeah. Some people tell me that I'm a man of a thousand voices. I'm the guy who created the Gregory Peck impression.
Right.
Well, it's one voice. What are the other nine?
Well, Morgan Freeman.
Well, I got a new impression.
All right,
go.
Go. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Tell your mama. Tell your pa.
That's it.
I think we all recognize that.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Tell your mama, tell your pa, gonna send you back to Arkansas.
Jill St. John?
No, man.
That commercial the other day?
It sounded exactly like it when I saw the...
Who is it?
Well, it's Ray Charles.
Oh!
You know what? Yeah.
Tell your mama, tell your pa.
Why is he doing that?
No more impressions for me.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, Does he have the same problem?
What? It's a dead-on impression.
You've got that
right. It's like the best.
That's why nobody here could tell who it was. You know what he's trying to do? He is a friend.
Yeah.
He's trying to do something so bad that these jokes are even funnier.
Tell your mama. Tell your senior back.
All right, let's get the ladies. Ladies, get in here.
Man,
I've been working on that
ball. Now
they're going to come in again because it's a doubleheader. All right. Now, this was not the joke scheduled for yesterday. This is the bonus joke up front. And it takes place in a Western saloon. So you know what we need that we didn't have yesterday.
We should have played ACDC.
In the background. So picture a saloon. Piano player in the back. Little wimpy... sissy kind of guy walks in and sits down at the bar. It's a pretty rough bar. A lot of rough cowboys in there. Big, tough, gunslinging cowboys. Unshaven, smelly, playing poker. This little wimp comes in, sits down at the bar, orders a half glass of beer. Bartender sets a half glass of beer down. He reaches in his pouch and he pulls out a flask. And then he fills it the rest of the way up with his own liquid that he has brought, and he mixes it up. And he sits there and he stares at it, and he holds it up to the light and turns it, and then he sets it down. He stares at it. He swirls it a little bit. He stares at it some more. Well, one of the big, rough, tough cowboys in there is watching this little wimp, and this little pansy sits there and stares at that drink for about 20 minutes. Finally, this big, nasty, rough cowboy just walks over, reaches down, picks the drink up, and downs it in one gulp. Sets the empty glass down. He says, "You little pansy, you're going to drink? Drink. We don't come here to stare at drinks. We drink." And the little guy starts crying. And all of a sudden, there's a scene, and the piano player stops playing. Now everybody is staring. He's crying. The little man is crying. And he's just whimpering and crying. Tears run down his face, and the big, tough cowboy says, "Oh, come on, you little baby. Knock it off. Just a drink. Just a drink. I drank a drink, big deal. Give him another drink. I'll buy you another drink, but cry, baby." Never saw anybody cry over somebody drinking their drink. He sat there and stared at it for 20 minutes. What do you expect? Somebody needed to drink it. Don't be such a baby. And a little sissy looks up at him. He says, "Oh, it's not that. It's not that. I got fired at the blacksmith shop last week, and my wife left me. Indians burned our house down. My horse got stolen. Everything bad that could possibly happen has been happening to me. I finally get up the nerve to kill myself and you drink my poison.
Ladies, get in here, please.
This is monumental. This is a first.
The scene, a saloon in the Wild West. There's a man at the piano, and as you can hear, he can play that piano. And seated next to him on the piano stool is a little old lady, just a gray-haired, hair in a bun, spectacles, little old lady dress, little kind of doily collar. And man, she's tapping her feet, sitting next to the piano player. She's having a great time, and he's having a great time playing for her. In walks a young gunslinger, sits down at the bar, and he says, "Barkeep, I don't have a lot of money, but I want a beer, and I think it can be on the house, since you're buying a beer for the kid." Bartender says, "Well, kid, we don't give away beer here. I have no idea who you are. I don't know who the kid is." He says, "Oh, you'll know soon enough, once word spreads about me, the kid, the fastest gunslinger in the West and the best shot in the West. You want proof? Watch this. You see the old lady sitting next to the piano player? You see that brooch she's got on? If I get just at the right angle..." And he shoots the brooch off her dress.
Ooh.
Whoa. Piano player doesn't miss a note. He just keeps playing. The old lady's tapping her feet. Brooch just flew off her dress. Bartender says, "That's pretty impressive, but you better be careful. Some dangerous stuff." He said, "It's not dangerous when you're the kid, because I can shoot, and the bullet goes where I want it to go. You see the piano player's right cufflink? Watch this. Cufflink flies off. Piano player just keeps playing. The little old lady's tapping her feet, unfazed. You think that was something? See the left cufflink? Watch this. Left cufflink flies off." "So what do you think about that?" Bartender says, "Well," he says, "that's very impressive." He says, you know what you may want to do when you're finished showing off? You may want to take your six gun around back behind the saloon." He says, "Why would I want to do that?" He says, "Well, behind the saloon, there's a big old barrel of grease, axle grease. You may want to go back there and dip your gun down in that grease." He says, "Why would I want to do that?" He says, "Well, because when Wyatt Earp is finished playing for his grandma, he's going to shove it up your butt."
Cascading waterfalls, golden beaches, and lush tropical landscapes are just a few of the many reasons we call Hawaii paradise. From the moment you step off the plane, you'll feel gentle island breezes, enjoy the scent of exotic flowers, and experience the warm aloha spirit of the islands. The travel company and Funjet Vacations are making it easy to travel to paradise this spring with their Aloha Month celebration. Unbeatable deals to Hawaii all month long. You'll receive great extra values at select properties, including free nights, dining credits, free room upgrades, and more from the travel company. Plus, when you pay for your Hawaii vacation with MasterCard, you'll receive a $150 savings per reservation on tours. Choose from dozens of exciting activities, including luau, surfing, whale watching, sunset dinner cruises, helicopter tours, snorkeling, and more. They're also offering a free convertible upgrade. You can explore the islands in a convertible from Alamo for the same price as a mid-sized car. Take advantage of the special Aloha Month deals and book your dream vacation to Hawaii today. Call the travel company at 314-432-6020. Hurry, sail ends March 3rd.
533 at the Big 550, up to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. Westbound 44, normally a mellow and smooth sailing highway, is a mess today. Westbound 44 at Jefferson, they just cleared an accident. That traffic is easing, but then it jams on westbound 44. It looks like right around Vandeventer Kings Highway, all the way out through the Edgar Road overpass, where they're clearing an accident from the left lane. Then westbound 44 is jammed near 270, all the way out through Antire Road, where police activity on the right shoulder as traffic slow. Westbound 40 is jammed. Slow pockets east of Grant through Vandeventer. Westbound 40 looks like it's jamming again near Kings Highway all the way out through Hanley Road. Slow pockets through Clayton Morrison and Lindbergh. And westbound 40 slows again from Ballast through Hanley Road. Westbound 70 slow west of Union to Bermuda. Slow past the airport. Then it jams east of Cave Springs through 79. South 270 lined up north of Page through 40 where they cleared an earlier accident. Eastbound 40 slow Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by AutoZone. Driving on a set of worn-out shocks or struts is dangerous. Get to AutoZone and replace your worn-out shocks or struts today. Don't take chances. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you're changing employers or have a 401k with an old job, now is the time to consider your options. Cashing it out is your worst option. You'll have to pay federal and state income tax, and if you're under 59 and a half, you'll also pay a penalty for early withdrawal. You'll be left with only about half of your 401k. The best option is to roll your 401k into a self-directed IRA. There are no tax consequences, and you won't be confined to the limited choices that restrict your options in the typical 401k. Plus, you'll always be in charge of your IRA, regardless of where you work. By opening a self-directed IRA at the Mutual Fund Store, you get professional advice and access to thousands of no-load funds. After all, if you're going to take the risk of the markets, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? If you have a rollover or an old 401k, call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. They're waiting for your call. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
I'm Diana Tickner. I'm an Illinois resident and a vice president for Prairie State Energy Campus. For the past 3 years, I've been working with experts all over the world to bring the best technologies to Southern Illinois.
The Prairie State Energy Campus is a major electricity generating station and coal mine planned for Southern Illinois. Thanks to a $500 million investment in 21st century technologies, Prairie State will be among the cleanest coal plants in America.
Our technologies can create clean, low-cost energy by putting that coal and hundreds of people to work.
Prairie State means low-cost electricity for families and businesses, 2,500 jobs during peak construction, 450 permanent jobs, and nearly $100 million in annual economic benefits.
Clean air is important to all of us in Illinois.
Prairie State, good for energy, good for the environment, good for the economy. Visit PrairieStateEnergyCampus.com.
My dream home? I picture a quiet setting with great big trees and creeks and crickets chirping. And everything inside my home is designed by me from the bottom up. Is that too much to ask from the low 200s?
Not at all. With Barklage Custom Homes, you get all that and more. Barklage will design your home and begin construction with just $1,000 down. They'll even finance construction till you sell your present home. Move in within 5 months, guaranteed. Plus, Barklage is opening phase two of both Eastland Oaks and Forest Glen Estates. Get first choice of beautiful new lots. Or save up to $15,000 on phase one inventory homes. Visit Eastland Oaks from the low 200s in Washington, just 30 minutes from Highways 270 and 44. Or Forest Glen Estates from the 300s off Manchester Road, just west of Wildwood. Call Barklage Custom Homes today at 888-239-0770. That's 888-239-0770. Barklage Custom Homes, building beyond the ordinary.
If you're the person in charge of your company's communications, you need to call Marshall Wireless for your free consultation. Let Marshall Wireless do a complete analysis and offer the latest wireless solutions by Nextel Communications. If you feel your company's productivity could be increased, then let Marshall Wireless show you some innovative wireless solutions. In 15 minutes, they can show you your true wireless potential. So call today for your appointment at 636-938-9000. Would you like to access your email, calendar, and contacts from anywhere? How about knowing where everyone in your company is at the push of a button? Then call Marshall Wireless today at 636-938-9000 for your free consultation. Keep your mobile numbers and switch to Nextel by calling Marshall Wireless today. If you feel your company could use an advantage over the competition, then do what so many other companies in St. Louis have done. Call Marshall Wireless, your Nextel authorized representative, at 636-938-9000. Remember, there are a lot of deputies in town, but there's only one Marshall. That's Marshall Wireless, just like there's only one push to talk. That's Nextel.
When do your kids brush their teeth?
In the morning.
Before I go to bed.
Whenever mom tells me to.
Healthy teeth and gums are important to more than your child's smile. Good oral health is the start to good overall health and can affect their grades, weight, nutrition choices, and more. So make sure your kids are brushing and get regular checkups.
After school. After the movies.
A message from the Department of Health and Senior Services Oral Health Program. To learn more, visit MissouriNet.com/smile or call 800-891-7415.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
Lou Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It almost sounds like you're saying doo-doo, but we're not.
Aloha Friday.
Everybody now, do do do. We call him Mr. Aloha on Friday because he was born in Hawaii and visits frequently. It's a tough life. He goes to Hawaii to get away from that stinking Palm Springs. He just can only take so much of that. He's brought to you by Professional Employment Group. On the web, professionalemploymentgroup.com. Putting people with companies, short-term or long-term. Ladies and gentlemen, say aloha to Mike Evans.
You know, I can only take so much of Palm Springs. You're right. I need to go to Hawaii. I was in Hawaii last month. You know what? Next month, I think a cruise. I need a little cruise.
I think you do, too. Shake off that mid-70s chill.
Yeah, you know, torn between the Hawaii season and the Palm Springs.
Hey, we have a St. Louisan that's still in the... And the American Idol.
We have two.
We have two.
I know, but her first name's Aloha.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, listen, you and I, let's review our bet, because Monday somebody's going to have to, you know, cough it up. Our bet is on Best Actor. You've taken DiCaprio.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I have never taken DiCaprio.
Well, what was the bet?
There was one bet that had to do with Best Picture, but I would never bet against Jamie Foxx. I've been the guy that saw all along and said it's the best performance I've ever seen.
Hmm. So Best Picture, you have Ray,
okay.
And he has Aviator.
Okay,
Aviator against Ray.
Yeah. Okay. Neither one of us is going to win because...
Calm down.
$1 million baby's going to win.
Okay, calm down. We both save our money. Let's not get upset.
Can I switch to $1 million baby?
No.
Chicken.
No, I'll switch to $1 million. I'll switch to $1 million, baby. All right, what's going on?
Oscar Sunday. Let's talk about the Oscars. Let's get deeply into it. I've made the same predictions all day long today to all my affiliates. Here you go. Best Actors, the easiest call of the night. Jamie Foxx wins guarantee. The only guarantee of the night. Best Actress. The favorite is Annette Bening for Being Julie. If you saw it, you know how great she is. Annette Bening and her husband, Warren Beatty, part of Hollywood's royalty. Everybody loves them, and she was great. I'm taking Hilary Swank, Million Dollar Baby. Okay. Best Supporting Actress. Everybody says Kate Blanchett. And Aviator will take it for her portrayal. I'm Katharine Hepburn.
What's wrong with your voice?
Who is this?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Kate Blanchett is the big favorite, and I am taking Virginia Madsen in Sideways.
Okay.
Supporting actor, they say it's a toss-up between Thomas Hayden Church, Sideways, and Morgan Freeman. I'm taking Morgan Freeman, Million Dollar Baby again.
Hey, Terry's been working on his impression of Ray Charles. Lay it on him.
Tell your mama. Tell your pa.
That was pitiful.
What?
It was pitiful.
It was better when I had it on. Let me try it one more time.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Tell your mama. Tell your pa. Gonna send you back to Arkansas.
Well, you know what you need? You need the original recording to see how dead on this impression is. Yeah.
You're peeing on yourself.
That's not all.
Best adapted screenplay, Sideways, the big favorite. I'm going with Million Dollar Baby.
Wow. You're saying that it's going to win a lot of them, huh?
A lot.
I need to see that.
Original screenplay category. Now, this is where I really am going to pee on myself.
Tell your mama.
All right. Okay. Eternal Sunshine is the favorite, right along with Aviator. Then after that, the bottom drops out. The Incredibles are nominated. Vera Drake is nominated. But I'm taking the 150-1 shot. My pick for original screenplay, Hotel Rwanda.
Wow. You made Don Cheadle, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Best Picture, I thought Aviator was great, but I'm leaning and taking Million Dollar Baby to win the Academy Award for Best,
Picture.
Sidebars. There's going to be a 3-minute tribute to Johnny Carson's best Oscar moments when he hosted the Oscars on the show as a tribute to Johnny Carson.
That would be good.
Now, that would be good.
It'd be very good. As of yesterday, Brad and Jennifer still hadn't canceled their seats. It looks like they may actually show up.
Oh. I was wondering about that.
It's wonderful. Oh, I have one more Oscar nomination week. Can I go back to that?
Sure.
Oscar for Best Song.
Sunday night, we will have on this very station a pre-Oscar show, I'm sure through ABC, from 5 to 7 o'clock. And here's the good news, and they'll be interviewing everybody, and you don't have to look at Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
So right here, if you want the audio and not have to look at something scary like that, 5 to 7, right here on the Big 550, the pre-Oscar interview show before the big show, 7. I will tell you, too, I think the most brilliant things that's ever happened regarding promoting the Oscars is this whole thing with Chris Rock. Because the Oscars ratings have been slipping. They couldn't have masterminded anything
more
better than this thing with Chris Rock.
That's true.
And it's going to work, and people are going to tune in, waiting for him to,
hopefully
say something out of line, which I'm sure he may or may not do. It doesn't matter at this point. They'll get the audience. And I think that's a very smart thing to do because interest has waned in the last couple of years. So 5 to 7, don't forget about that. Now, we can actually take a couple of calls if you feel like calling. If you don't...
Hey, Joe Hipperson called during the Mike Evans segment thing. He said that he would bet you $100 that Johnny Depp is going to win.
$100?
Yeah.
Over Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Done. Get him on the phone. No, get him on the phone.
Well, Does he just say Johnny Depp, or does he say Johnny Depp over someone else?
Well, you have to bet against something. You can't say just.
But he's just betting that.
He said over Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Right?
Yeah. You can't just say, I bet $100. Who are you betting, and what are you betting against? I mean, he's going for the Jamie Foxx thing, and I will take that bet. And if Jamie Foxx wins, this is best actor. And if Ray wins, I got $200. I get best actor, best picture. I could clean up on this deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That might be him there.
Yeah, probably is. Mm-hmm. I just want confirmation. I don't
blame you.
If you know Dan very well, you know not to take.
Is all the way to the right.
Hey, loser.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me get this right. You're going to bet me $100 that Johnny Depp will win best actor.
Yes, Johnny Depp will win Best Actor over your Jamie Foxx Best Actor. And if Leonardo should take it, then we drop it.
We drop it. You're on. That's a done deal. And for anybody listening, we're playing, of course, with a Monopoly money.
Sure.
No, we're really not. It's real dough, and I'll take your 100. So, he hung up.
Wow.
He realized what he had
Holy
done.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he's scared now.
He came into his right mind.
He's scared now. Whatever he was on wore off.
Hmm.
But it's too late. Everybody heard it.
That's big.
It's on tape.
Very big.
That's big money to throw up.
Sure it is.
I'd love to grab 200.
Yeah.
That would be an Oscar worth participating in. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
Everybody.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
I am AM and a PM.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Dan.
Still got it.
Frank, I just wanted to let you know, I'm 63 years old. I've been married for 12 years. My wife is 42 years old. Your favorite age.
21-year difference.
Yeah, pretty nice.
That's perfect. That's just right.
Yeah, but you know what? Tonight we're celebrating our 12th anniversary instead of tomorrow night because she's got to go out of town with her mom.
Oh.
But I just wanted to let you know that she's going to be massaging my testicles with her hand.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think we need to know anymore.
Holy cow.
And then after that, I'm going to, after she gets me excited that way, I'm going to stick to rock.
No, you know what? I got to tell you something. We got to, we had to bolt.
Man.
He felt the need to share.
He really did. Yeah, just keep talking to whoever you're talking to.
A man in love.
All right. And again, middle-aged men, don't try to be cool by saying, yeah, we're on it 24/7.
That's funny. That's very funny.
You don't want to do that. Remember the Andes Mountain crash in 1972?
One where they ate each other?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of those 16 survivors has just this week had his wallet returned after over 32 years. Somebody found his wallet. He's 57 now. And he was on with those rugby players when the plane crashed. And a Mexican hiker, came up on some items just a few yards from the site where the plane went down 32 years ago.
Wow.
And he passed the items to a local hotel operator who then gave them to somebody that he was able to contact who survived the flight. And then that person found this guy, and he's got his
something.
That would be really kind of weird to get your hands on something that would and look through it and what you had in there 32 years ago.
I think I'd eat thigh meat.
We talked about this.
I've thought about this.
I think
upper chest,
buttocks.
Buttocks is fat, though.
Yeah.
It's just fat.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, it depends on whose it is. Some people are muscular buttocks. But if you're in that situation.
Wouldn't back meat be the leanest?
Back meat might be good.
Muscle around the ribs.
What do they cut off of a cow? They cut off
shoulder,
hindquarters.
Yeah.
How about some shoulder meat?
Yeah.
I know it sounds disgusting.
I'm getting hungry.
I know to some of you this is probably disgusting, but it's survival. We're planning in the case of a rare event that we have to survive in a plane crash like that.
Wilderness survival.
I would never have a problem with that. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, I wouldn't. No, as long as you have a fire. They didn't have a fire. It was raw. Wasn't it?
Because they stored the bodies in the snow to keep them cold, and they just cut right off there.
Yeah, it was raw meat. And I don't want to make people sick, but I think sometimes it's good to think ahead and kind of get an idea of what you would do in a situation like that. Now, the other thing I'm thinking, and I'm that other part, which to me is kind of like a hot dog. That's kind of meaty.
You're talking about a male?
Yeah.
Would you go for that first?
I wouldn't.
You would?
No.
You
no
wouldn't.
Way, Jose.
Yeah. That's like the... there's nothing but bones in that one little piece of meat.
It's not real tender.
Well, it's probably a little bit tough.
Yeah, nobody's going to call me one of those.
Kind of like beef jerky.
I wouldn't call it jerky, I don't think. This is amazing. We got all kinds of calls. We just called and not one name. Dan, just one name. I get a lot of calls and not one name. And he just keeps continuing to talk to the same people. What?
What are you thinking? Is your brain working?
Now we're running out of time.
It's for those who don't know, it's 7:30 before 5 o'clock. We'd squeeze Rick in here. Hello, Rick.
Hey, well, how you doing?
Doing Frank? All right, doing all
Dave
right.
Dave in the PM, real quick.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, they stripped the meat off of those bodies like bacon, and they put them on a metal portion, a shiny metal portion of the wreckage, and dried it out in the sun.
Oh, they did.
Beef jerky. I mean, guy jerky.
Yeah.
Human jerky.
Yeah. So it wasn't completely raw. There was some cookage going on there in the sun. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was very clever.
Sun-dried.
Very innovative on their part. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Rick.
You bet.
Sun-dried toes.
They knew a little more than we did. In the market for a Cadillac, CTS passed me today, and I didn't dare try to keep up because it might have been a CTS-V. If it was, that meant he had 400 horsepower, and I wasn't even going to try to keep up with that. That's a one model of the CTS. STS, terrific car. The XLR. You got to know a bunch of initials if you talk Cadillac talk, because Cadillac is full of initials. The XLR, the CTS, the STS, then there's the Escalade ESD and the Escalade EXT, and then there's another Escalade. That's just a standard regular Escalade, and then, of course, you've got the DeVille. That doesn't quite, they need to get some letters and initials for that DeVille. So that's the more traditional, just, you know, Cadillac sedan. If you're in the market for a Cadillac, and this would be a great weekend, and Jake Naughton and Dick and Andy and all those people out at Bomarito Cadillac, they'd love to have you come and just take one down the road and take a drive and see what it's like to sit behind the wheel of a beautiful new Cadillac. And tomorrow, it's going to be a great day to do that. 50, probably sunny, I think. And this is the place, if anybody can make it happen, they can. It's where Price sells Cadillacs and has for over 12 years in St. Peter's Bomarito Cadillac.
While passing through U.S. Customs, Oscar Wilde was asked if he had anything to declare. He shot back, "Nothing but my genius." That same strain of absolute self-assurance is engineered into the very DNA of Cadillac CTS. Its powerful V6 engine is perfectly balanced by a handling system that exudes confidence in every turn. Is it conceited to call CTS world-class? As a modern-day Oscar Wilde put it, it ain't bragging if you can do it. Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2005 Cadillac 3.6-liter CTS for around $325 a month for 36 months. $3,225 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey, residency restrictions apply. Your payments may vary. Call 1-800-333-4CED for lease details. That's $325 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
Hi, everybody. Dan Dierdorf here for the Smokehouse Market. Specialty Food Magazine recently announced its rating of the country's top retailers for 2004, and the Smokehouse Market was named one of the top 7 retailers in the United States. That is no surprise to anyone here in St. Louis who frequents the Smokehouse Market. Jane and Tom Sainert have done an A-plus job of making this city proud. Go to the Smokehouse, where they've got 300 different wines they're ready to enjoy and take home. 350 different cheeses, if you can imagine that, both artisanal and farmstead. Their master butchers will create whatever it is you want from behind the meat counter, all sorts of different olive oils. How about a sandwich from the deli? Every one of them made fresh, where they've got soup, salads, and all sorts of catering. Don't forget their gift baskets, a gift basket from the Smokehouse Market. I'm going to tell you, we'll send them over the top. And, of course, right next door, Annie Guns, listed as one of Zagat's top American restaurants. What makes the Smokehouse Market tick? I'll tell you what it is. Excellence. The Smokehouse Market.
Sunset Ford has zero financing for 60 months or up to $3,000 cash back on trucks and SUVs. F-150 V8 automatic start from $14,995 at Sunset Ford. See dealer for details.
557 at the Big 550. Up to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. This report sponsored by Sunset Ford. And Paul, have a great weekend.
You too, Karen. I'm over the scene here of some breaking news, and I'm following a Suburban at high speed that reportedly fired shots, and there's a person down. This is a high-speed Suburban on southbound 270 coming up on Olive right now, and police are trying to locate this vehicle, and the helicopter is staying with them, and they're traveling at speeds of excess of 85, 90 to 100 miles an hour, and they're coming up on Olive right now, and he's approaching a traffic jam. So if there's any police around 270 south of Olive, southbound, this white Suburban is coming up at a high speed. There may be an accident here at any second. We still have the big heavy traffic westbound on 44. Westbound 44 and it is jammed
from right around Vandeventer all the way out through Berry Road. There was an earlier accident at Edgar, and that is the reason for that. Then westbound 270, or rather westbound 44 jams from 270 all the way out through Antire Road. That has southbound 141 jamming from Big Bend through 44. South 270 is jammed from Olive most of the way down through Doherty Ferry. This white Suburban is weaving through the traffic at a high rate of speed, approaching Ladue Road now, and he just went by a cop, almost hit him from behind. He's continuing at a high rate of speed, south 270, and exiting now at Ladue Road. This report brought to you by Jack in the Box, Paul Ford and the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
Get that guy.
Is Jim Holden? He didn't drive a Suburban, does he?
Well, he couldn't be him. He's on the phone.
All right.
He's on the phone. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank. How you doing? I am AM in the PO.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's quite a play-by-play account.
Yeah. I'll say.
Awesome. Holy smokes. Cadillac Sports update here. Let's tell you that in only 5 days, the Cardinals will be playing their first exhibition next to Wednesday. They take on the Florida Atlantic, and then next Thursday night is actually their first game at Port St. Lucie against the Mets. They have actually four of their Grapefruit League games are under the lights, and next Thursday night is their first game, and they'll take on the Mets. By the way, Larry Walker, after missing a couple of days, doing a lot better today. There were heavy rains this morning. They were limited to work in the cages. Pitchers threw inside, but Larry Walker's back is doing better. So certainly that's good news. Missouri will play at Texas college basketball tomorrow. St. Louis University up in Chicago to take on DePaul. That contract for Marshall Faulk is 4 years, and actually, it's going to, according to reports, it will save the Rams not $1.5 million, but $3.5 million against the cap for this year. So that's much better news. Brandon Carricker, John Hadley, and America Chevy Dealers, Big Sports Show tonight between 6:30 and 9.
All right, have a great weekend, Jim.
You do the same. Thank you.
We will. Reggie's on the way at 6 o'clock at a Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Dale Gross. It was 15 years ago today that the Terri Schiavo story began with what may have been her last conscious thoughts. A heart attack cut off oxygen to her brain, and ever since she has been in what doctors call a vegetative state, kept alive with a feeding tube. Today, a judge ruled that on March 18th, Terry's husband can remove the tube. She would be expected to die within 14 days after that. But David Gibbs, representing Schiavo's parents, says he can use these 3 weeks.
We are feeling good about the order today in one respect, in that it has given us 21 days where Terry's life is protected, and nothing can be done to end her life in that time period.
Well, he's going to have to go to a higher court. This judge says he is done considering motions in this case. Five people are dead, dozens wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a nightclub in Tel Aviv. It is not clear who's responsible. Palestinian security officials are blaming Hezbollah, but they call that report lies. With 9-year-old Jessica Marie Lunsford missing from her Citrus County, Florida home since yesterday morning, the story of a body being found today filled searchers with dread. Sheriff Jeff Dawsey says a body was found.
We have confirmed that it is not our girl. I repeat, it is not our girl. And for that sake, we're very happy. Our hearts go out to whoever this little girl's family is.
And who is that other little girl? We have no idea. Opening arguments begin in the Michael Jackson child molesting trial on Monday. ABC's Tarana Harris in Santa Maria, California, says the judge has decided to let in testimony that may put the accuser's mother in a bad light.
In court Friday, Judge Melville said he will allow the introduction of evidence from the accuser's lawsuit against Penny's. The defense has said it will show that the accuser has a history of making false allegations.
The accuser's family claimed in a lawsuit that they were beaten by guards at Penny's and that the mother was groped after Jackson's young accuser left the store with clothes that hadn't been paid for. You're listening to ABC News.
I was deep in pepperoni pizza when I saw a damsel in distress. Either she'd seen a ghost or it was heartburn. She needed something fast, so I gave her Pepcid Complete. Only Pepcid Complete works on heartburn in two ways. It starts to neutralize acid on contact and keeps heartburn from coming back all day or all night. I shared my Pepcid and she shared her cannoli. Pepcid Complete. Just one and heartburn's done. Use as directed.
Kohl's Kids Who Care program is looking for amazing kids who generously volunteer in their communities. These are the kids who get involved, the ones who have a passion to make a difference. Do you know a kid like this? Kohl's will award more than $150,000 in scholarships to kids ages 6 through 18. To nominate someone for a scholarship, come into a Kohl's store or visit kohlscorporation.com. Nomination period ends March 15th. Kids do some pretty amazing things. Help us keep the spirit of volunteerism alive with Kohl's Kids Who Care.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Helsworth. It is 6:03. This is KTRS News, and we begin with breaking news at this hour. A high-speed pursuit has ended with a vehicle colliding with a pole and apparently overturning near Highway 40 and Lindbergh in St. Louis County. State Highway Patrol troopers, DePere Police, and several other agencies were involved in this pursuit. It started in DePere, we are told. It involved a shooting in the car. It was a white minivan. That vehicle has overturned, and a person who was driving that car has been ejected. Authorities are on the scene. We'll have more information as details become available, and a reporter from our staff is on their way to the scene at this hour.
I would just like to say that Dr. Craig Williams has been chosen as the superintendent for the St. Louis Public Schools.
And that's school board president Darnetta Klinkscale, and this is Chris Pilsick at school district headquarters. Williams has been the deputy chief academic officer of the Philadelphia School District since 2002. He was chosen by the school board in a unanimous 7-0 vote. Klinkscale tells us why.
Expertise, his experience, his enthusiasm, his vision, you know, the things that he's done. I mean, we looked at his outcome. And so we felt that he was right for St. Louis.
Now, Williams has not yet signed a contract. Klinkscale says those details are being worked out right now by the district's attorneys. Williams says he hopes to be started by the beginning of April. At school district headquarters, Chris Pilsick, KTRS News.
The mayor says he has decidedly mixed feelings about a consolidation plan for South St. Louis parishes and grade schools approved by Archbishop Raymond Burke.
It could have been much worse. The Archbishop, I think, and the Archdiocese did listen to the community, to leaders, and to parishioners in many ways, and I think that he really took to heart some of the things that we talked about over the past 18 months.
However, Mayor Francis Lay says he's also sad for parishioners of churches that will close. 10 parishes and 4 grade schools will close in July, and Slay says he'll work with the Archdiocese to make the transition as smooth as possible. A St. Louis man shot by Kirkwood police officers after a robbery attempt last night is charged with robbery, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. 29-year-old Cardrell Jones is listed in stable condition at an area hospital. Now News Channel 5 meteorologist Cindy Pressler has the KTRS Doppler 5 forecast.
Beautiful day today. Things are going to start changing, though, over the weekend. We expect clear skies to partly cloudy conditions by morning. Look for lows around 32 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy on Saturday. Not quite as warm. Highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Easterly winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, mostly cloudy. A chance for showers late in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Monday, cloudy with a chance for light rain, snow mix. Highs in the upper 30s. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 40 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-40s. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550. KTRS.
56 degrees, our current temperature at Lambert Field. Again, reiterating our top story, a high-speed pursuit that started in DePere ended up going to Westport Plaza has ended with a crash near Highway 40 and Lindbergh. The suspect crashing, and he has been ejected. I'm Brian Helsworth, and now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Brian, and I'm over the scene here, and I witnessed this entire high-speed chase. It started on Bope Road in Town and Country, and the suspect led police north on 270 to Page, circled around on Page, and came back south to east on 40. Rarely in my experience as a traffic reporter have I seen such disregard for the safety of others by this suspect. He lost control eastbound on 40, approaching Lindbergh, and he left the roadway and overturned 8 to 10 to 15 times. And right now the ramp from eastbound 40 onto Lindbergh northbound is closed. Police are here. They are apprehending the suspect. It looks like they do have the suspect in custody. and he was injured in the accident, but they are going to take him into custody regardless. And westbound 40 flowing from east of Hampton most of the way to Lindbergh here as they look at this westbound action. And what a thrilling and very, very dangerous high-speed chase that wound up here at 40 and Lindbergh. And again, the ramp from eastbound 40 to northbound Lindbergh is closed. Westbound 44 remains jammed as you approach 270 all the way out to Amtire Road, and that's where there's police activity as well. On westbound 70, that traffic heavy approaching Cave Springs through Mid Rivers. This report is brought to you by CARSTAR. Roads can be risky. CARSTAR reminds you, be safe. If an accident happens, call 800-CAR-STAR for accident assistance. Call forward in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center, open late for your convenience till 7 p.m. weekdays and 2 p.m. on Saturday at Barrett Station in Manchester. Midwest Bank Center, your neighborhood bank center. Member FDIC.
Cascading waterfalls, golden beaches, and lush tropical landscapes are just a few of the many reasons we call Hawaii paradise. From the moment you step off the plane, you'll feel gentle island breezes, enjoy the scent of exotic flowers, and experience the warm aloha spirit of the islands. The travel company and Funjet Vacations are making it easy to travel to paradise this spring with their Aloha Month celebration. Unbeatable deals to Hawaii all month long. You'll receive great extra values at select properties, including free nights, dining credits, free room upgrades, and more from the travel company. Plus, when you pay for your Hawaii vacation with MasterCard, you'll receive a $150 savings per reservation on tours. Choose from dozens of exciting activities, including luau, surfing, whale watching, sunset dinner cruises, helicopter tours, snorkeling, and more. They're also offering a free convertible upgrade. You can explore the islands in a convertible from Alamo for the same price as a mid-sized car. Take advantage of the special Aloha Month deals and book your dream vacation to Hawaii today. Call the travel company at 314-432-6020. Hurry, sail ends March 3rd.
Hi, everybody. McGraw and Millhaven here. If you have a leaky basement, you need to call EverDry Waterproofing. They have over 70,000 satisfied customers, including the co-host of the KTRS Home Improvement Show, Jim McMillan.
Well, this past January was the wettest January on record, and all that rain came right up in my basement. So I called EverDry. We decided on the option that would protect us best and then added the Easy Breeze system that expels that mildewy, stale air that just recirculates through the furnace. I figure that'll help me outlast John Shea. I dreaded what came next, but the crew EverDry sent me put me at ease. They were clean, polite, and aware that they were in our home. In 3 days, they did what I thought was the impossible. They installed the complete system. They hauled away all the mess and even vacuumed our basement stairs. We will never have a water problem again, ever.
Call 1-800-229-2107. 12 months, same as cash. EverDry Waterproofing, the most trusted name in the nation for waterproofing. That's 1-800-229-2107.
Come discover Kentucky Lake, just 3 hours' drive from St. Louis and western Kentucky. Kentucky Lake has what you need in a great family vacation. Fishing, hunting, boating, golf, shopping, dining, and much, much more await you at Kentucky Lake. For more information on planning your next Kentucky Lake vacation, call the Marshall County Tourist Commission at 800-467-7145 or visit us online at KentuckyLake.org. 800-467-7145. Kentucky Lake, we're closer than you think.
You can go almost anywhere to buy a car, but when you shop at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, you'll experience the Ackerman Advantage. This is Doug Ackerman, and we work hard every day to earn your business the old-fashioned way, with an honest deal and the assurance that you get a great new or pre-owned vehicle for a great price. The Ackerman Advantage means that you'll get a car, truck, or SUV you want at the price you want, and with no hype, no hassles, and no high-pressure gimmicks. Stop in today. We're Ackerman Buick Hyundai on 270 at Newhalls Ferry Road.
The pitch to Darrell. Swing, a long one into right field. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Swing, and it's gone into the corner. It might make it.
For the final season at Busch Stadium, opposing outfielders aren't the only ones who will be going back, back, back.
Home run! He's done it again! 70 home runs!
After all, 2005 promises to be an amazing and action-packed trip down memory lane, with the National League champions boasting one of the game's best lineups.
Rolling, swing, and
and with more games against the Cubs, Yankees, and Red Sox, the last year at Busch will definitely be a season to remember. Make this season even more unforgettable by reserving a party room, suite, or picnic area today. These premium areas are available for parties of 2 all the way up to 300 and are on sale now. Just call 425-0600 and turn your next group outing into an historic event.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
The final season at Busch Stadium. It's sure to be a monumental goodbye.
Lou Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Joe's coming in because Karen just said something really dumb. She said something, she was talking something went on for 20 years. She said from the late 40s to the early 50s.
No. That's not what I said. I said that these Hollywood actors were blacklisted for up to 20 years after the communist witch hunts. That's what I said.
You're right. That's what you said.
Thank witch you.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You got that right.
Thank you. I was just looking at it.
Reggie's on the way. It's Friday. He's going to tell us what to rent and what not to rent. This is a little bit weird. You folks who have little babies at home, we're past that stage in our house, but those little baby swings where it's on a little stand and you put the baby in it and mechanically swings back and forth, they say that they have a couple of cases where families with dogs, that motion sent the dogs into like some kind of crazy frenzy, and it killed the babies.
What killed the babies?
The dog. What kind of dog?
The dog attacked the baby because of the motion of that thing.
Going back. Whoa.
What kind of dog?
They don't say what kind of dog, but they say another doctor who isn't convinced that's a problem says, well, there have been dogs that have attacked babies in cribs. But this other guy says, this guy who works for the state medical examiner's office in New Orleans, says he has two documented cases where there is no doubt that these dogs attacked these babies because they were swinging in those swings. Mm. And they found at least one more death online of a documented death where there were one more death and two other near deaths from the same attack from the swinging things. The kids lived. They got the dogs off of them. This guy believes that the back and forth motion can trigger a dog to pounce. It's like chasing a car or a tennis ball. And he may have something there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always been odd to me that a little dog would run after a big car.
Yeah.
And a lot of dogs do it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a dog that if you let her get close to the road, she'll tear out and get right on the tire of a big... If I were a dog and I saw a big old car, I'd go, man, I'm staying away from that thing. They'd tear right after it.
Or if a dog is just sitting there and you have a tennis ball and you keep pushing it towards his face, but you keep doing it, you know, in a steady motion, eventually he's going to bite at it, you know?
Yeah. I hope that's not true. We put our kids in those little swings. Those little things are neat.
Yeah.
And you wind them up, and they kind of just, you know, swing. Some of them are musical. The
Bugface puts me
in a big version of that.
Yeah.
You know what? They ought to make one of those for adults. A big old swinging thing for an adult to sit in and watch TV.
Well, you know what?
They sell them like crazy.
Yeah. Wind diapers up. On?
Yeah. I'd buy one.
Yeah.
Diapers.
Wait a minute.
And one other quick thing, and then we're going to get Reggie in here, maybe a call or two. Grab me a call or two there, Dan. And I just want to not diss or really come down too hard on these pins and buttons and bracelets, but it seems to me we got a few too many bracelets and ribbon pins and stuff for every disease in the world. And I think the problem with it is I was watching a thing on TV about autism, and now they've got autism of pins and buttons and ribbons and I think the only people that should wear those, and this may sound weird, are people who either are or have immediate family members who are suffering from that. And the reason I say that is you would have an instant bond with, oh, they must have a child that has this or they must have it. And you could literally learn from each other. Take, example, something like a form of cancer or ALS or any disease.
Diabetes.
And then when you see that person,
you literally could say, are you diabetic? Or you have somebody with ALS in your family? And you literally could swap information, where now it's just somebody wearing it because they sold them for a dollar.
I guess.
And I guess that's okay. But there ought to be the way to recognize other people who have a common, they're going through something. Like if you have a special needs child, if you have a Down syndrome child, there ought to be a way to spot another adult who has a Down, and you guys could get together and go, oh man, here's an organization that I found. I think that'd be great.
Or an educator or a healthcare provider that works with those segments of the population.
It lessens the impact. It's almost as if you should have, if somebody comes out with a pink ribbon for breast cancer or a yellow ribbon for AIDS or something, if you come out with a pink ribbon for breast cancer, then nobody else is allowed to come out with ribbons for 1 year. You know what I mean? Because you see some people walking down the street with like four ribbons on. Oh, yeah. You know, you must really care.
Well, I have a friend who lost his son, and he said the greatest thing that ever happened to him was when he went to a group and got with other people who'd lost their kids. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing that you can do, he said, because you realize there are thousands of them. I mean, there are a lot of other people who've been through with you. I think if you, let's say your child got murdered or killed in a car wreck, and you're in the mall and you spot the symbol that says, I lost a kid too. Instantly, you have somebody you can go over to and say, what happened? Here's what happened to me. And it's real therapeutic. There ought to be an international symbol for that stuff. And maybe we'll be the ones to come up with it. Yeah. Why not? We've done other ingenious things on the show. Yeah. Well, like,
we're thinking about it.
We haven't done anything. But we will. Give us time. We'll do something. All right, Reggie McDaniel's on the way. Listen closely if you are in need of a vacuum cleaner, because we have, first of all, the best vacuum cleaner there is. That's an Oreck. And we have a great opportunity. And I've been watching these specials before, and they run out in just a few weeks, and we're getting real close to the end of the line on this one. If you have an old upright vacuum, any old upright vacuum, no matter what shape it's in, you get it into Oreck and get up to $100 off the Oreck XL21. This is the vacuum cleaner that is the top of the line. It sells for about $7.99. And if $7.99 seems like a lot of money to you for a vacuum cleaner, it's not, because over the course of 21 years, you're not going to buy another vacuum cleaner. You're not going to need to, because every year for 21 years, you take it in and they will maintain it, check it out, tune it up, no charge. 21 tune-up. The average vacuum cleaner tune-up cost is $60. 60 times 21. Hang on.
Well, 6. It'd be 6 and add a 0 and multiply by
480,000. That's what you'd pay if you had to do it, piecemeal it out. They include it. Or you can get up to $50 for that old piece of crap on an XL Ultra. The Ultra is an 8-year warranty with up to eight free tune-ups, because you take it in every year at no charge. And in stock now, they have plenty of the Oreck air purifiers. You buy one, you get one for half off. 0% financing, 12 months interest-free for qualified customers at any of the 7 Oreck home care centers. Time to go to Denver. And I'll bet you the movie rentals have some tie into the Oscars.
Maybe.
I'll be surprised if they don't. Reggie McDaniel is brought to you by Metro Lighting. I've shopped at Metro Lighting. I've bought stuff at Metro Lighting. And I didn't know, because I hadn't gone for a while, that a couple of years ago they added some great accessories that lighting will just enhance and make look better. Check those accessories out. Check their prices out. They're very competitive. Check their quality and check their expert advice at Metro Lighting. Reggie, big Sunday night coming up for guys like you who review movies.
Yes, it is. In fact, I have a fellow who from Colorado Springs who's going to be on the red carpet.
What do you mean you have a fellow? That sounds like you got like a boyfriend.
Well,
just one of the fans on the show.
So he's going to be your stringer.
Yeah, he's going to be on the red carpet. We're going to call him live. KOA don't know this yet.
Mm. Wow. Do you have like a live pre-Oscar
show? So you're scooping KOA right here.
You're competing with Joan Rivers.
Right.
Yeah. You're better looking than Joan Rivers.
Oh, heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Much better. Much better than her.
Now, we've seen you. Have you had cosmetic surgery at all?
No.
No Botox. No.
No Botox.
No collagen.
That's good.
No collagen.
Man, you look good. If that's all natural, you look real good.
You should.
It's all natural.
You've seen every single one of these movies, right?
Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
So Friday.
I've seen all of them. I've seen most of the documentaries and a couple of the foreign films.
All right. Friday is rental day. What are we renting?
Renting, strangely enough, is none of the Academy Award movies.
Because
most of them, people are still trying to go to see, and they come back out at the theaters when they get nominated to get more money. So there's a movie coming out today called Cursed.
Right.
Oh. And you knew I would like it.
Right.
So I decided, what about some of the old werewolf movies?
Oh, good. No, here he goes again.
Would.
You know what? You got a problem. You got a problem with this.
I do.
You do.
And I particularly love werewolves.
At least you admit it.
Werewolves and vampires. And if they do martial arts, that's perfect. You're in heaven.
A werewolf martial art movie?
You know, they did. Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Really?
Where the fella turned into a werewolf, but he was using martial arts.
Oh, you had to be in heaven.
You know who works here that I've got some suspicion about? Some stuff that happens when the moon comes out? That Mimi Wolf.
I know.
I mean, she's pretty in the daytime.
Yeah, she is.
I bet about midnight. Claws come out. That name, Wolf.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's a clue.
So let's go. Let's just get this over with, and we're gonna indulge you. Where I will just tell you the only movie of this type that I ever saw that was interesting and intriguing and sort of had you on the edge of your seat. And I think it was called, is it Silver Bullet?
The kids
and the clown.
Stephen King.
Was that a wolf or just a clown? Wasn't there a wolf?
It was a werewolf.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And he transformed himself into a clown.
Gary
or
Busey was in that one.
Oh, was he?
Guy. Yeah.
Oh.
He's got some big old teeth.
It was a preacher who had been bitten by a wolf.
Who was the guy that played with himself? Gary Self of Busey.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you, Reggie.
Use that on KOA.
That was a good one, Joe.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Good. All right, so let's go.
Well, you got to start off with the Wolfman, Lon Chaney Jr. That was the original.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start off with that because that just changed the whole genre of film going. Universal Pictures, outstanding special effects of him changing Lawrence Albert, and it set the stage and the lesson and the legend. Then next comes Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman.
Oh, man.
Now, it was Lon Chaney Jr., but the Frankenstein was Bela Lugosi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is probably one of the better sequels made.
Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah. 1941.
Oh, my God.
It's probably one of the better sequels made.
Godfather
Part 2.
Yeah, I like Lucy and Ethel Meet the Wolfman. Next.
My Howling.
What? Howling.
Howling.
Oh, Howling. That's pretty good, actually.
Now, that's very good, and they made four sequels out of it, too. Mm. Now, the sequels, they could have did without.
Isn't that the one with
but
Jack?
But the originals was very, very good.
Jack, the one with the jack-o'-lanterns.
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
No, Jack Nicholson was in Wolf.
Oh, yeah, where he was running through the...
Jack Nicholson was in Wolf with Michelle...
Pfeiffer.
Hmm. This is one of the sexier werewolf movies you'll see.
I talked to him about working with her, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a little bit of, I can play a little of the interview. I said, hey, I bet that was pretty, I bet that was something working with that Michelle Pfeiffer. She's hot. Here's what he said.
I got to tell you something. I was the wolf. My red thing was out the entire time.
You know, I forgot. I didn't mean to. Wow. I didn't mean to have it queued up to that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the part we were supposed to end.
That guy's sick.
Yeah, nice. The red thing. Turn it off. Turn the interview off.
What was he talking about?
Well, he
went into some Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Next.
Okay. Then there was the one called Woofing.
Woofing.
Now, that was a strange one. It had Gregory Hines in it. It had, it was a strange movie because it was sort of like werewolves in a small town that was sort of a hidden community, a hidden part of the town.
Sounds like a breakfast food.
But all the other werewolf movies are perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Right.
But, well, actually, I guess when you put it like
what are you
what doing?
Are you
phone?
Putting your phone in a pillow?
Oh, I'm sorry, my finger over the phone. I always move my hands when I talk, even though I'm holding the phone. Yeah. That's my fault.
Kind of a good idea not to put your hand over the phone when you're talking.
Yeah, that would help. Then comes The Beast Must Die. That came out in the 70s. And let me tell you this movie. It had eight people who were suspected of being a werewolf. And the audience had to guess which one was the werewolf. That was the whole point of the movie. It was a fun whodunit with a whole bunch of plot twists and turns all during the entire.
You keep cutting out. What was the name of it again?
The Beast Must Die.
The Beast Must Die.
Well, almost all movies, though, are you're trying to guess who the...
No, but this one specifically, they had eight people, and they was giving you clues during the movie. And you were supposed to shout out, oh, it's just such and such. And then find out if you was right or wrong.
Hmm. Next.
And they was giving prizes for the first one.
Next.
Probably the one that most people know about today, An American Werewolf in London.
That was a pretty good movie. I enjoyed that.
That was, and the Dr. Pepper guy,
right.
That really got him started on a movie career.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've never seen that?
No.
Yeah, he went, hip, hip, cheerio.
Next.
Van Helsing.
Oh, that's pretty new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Van Helsing is the newest of the lot. Because I'm saving the best one for last.
We'll get to it because we're out of time. Last.
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. This had Bela Lugosi as Dracula, Glenn Strange as Frankenstein, Lon Chaney as the Wolfman, and Vincent Price as the Invisible Man.
What about the Three Stooges?
I'm like,
No.
I'm with Woody. Where is Teen Wolf in this
Teen
with Michael, Michael J. Fox?
Yeah. Teen Wolf was a good one. But with Michael Landon, but it wasn't in the quality of none of the rest of these.
What?
We had to get to the best.
Michael Landon?
Why doesn't somebody do a movie about a vampire that dresses
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I was a teenage werewolf. It had starred Michael Landon.
Yeah.
That was his first movie.
We need a movie about a vampire dresses up like a woman in women's clothes. Dragula.
Oh, that one was good.
All right, Dan. Dancing with werewolves. Thanks. Yeah, dancing with werewolves.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Reggie.
Bye, kid.
All right, Dan.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, you're a weirdo. Goodbye.
He is about werewolves.
Yeah.
What is the were part? Wolves, werewolves. What's that?
W-E-R-E.
What is that? What's that prefix mean?
I have no idea.
Old English, I guess. Yeah. We don't have time. I'll look it up.
No, we don't have time.
I'll look it up later.
All right. We do have time for this. Saturday till 4 o'clock, Genovese Jewelers will be open. And I know a lot of you guys strategically forgot about Valentine's Day, and you've let a couple of weeks go by. Pretty cool, pretty clever, and pretty smooth. Because what you've done, and I know you did it on purpose, she's now forgotten all about it, thinking, well, there was nothing this year for Valentine's Day. Then you spring in on her, not the next day, but like 2 weeks later. Oh, that's when it's most effective. Genovese, Custom Jewelers. Creve Coeur on Olive, the clock out front of the building, and the building like no other, and the showroom like no other. Intimidating a little bit till you walk in, and please walk in, because once you're in, you're literally in the Genovese family, and you'll be treated like you've never been treated before anywhere else, and you're going to find affordable jewelry and some jewelry you can't afford. Most people can't afford. They got something for everybody, but it is a spectacular showroom and really, really just nice people that over the last 40-plus years people know, have come to know they can trust, and that's why they get so much repeat business in generation after generation. They continue to go to Genovese Custom Jewelers in Creve Coeur, about a half mile west of 270 on Olive. All right. It's going to be a good weekend. Get outside and play 50 degrees tomorrow. We will be back here Monday.
right after 3 o'clock. Till then, have a great weekend, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave.
Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
And now for something completely different.
The following is an exclusive presentation of the Big 550 Department of Game.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of America, this is the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show.
Any man that doesn't want to cooperate, I'll make him wish he hadn't been born.
Live from the KTRS locker room, here's Randy Carricker and John Hadley.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us on the Big 550 KTRS. That is John Hadley. I am Randy Carricker. We'll be around until 9 p.m. That's when Kevin Horrigan comes your way during the course of this show. You will hear from John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. He is at the NFL Combine, and we'll get the latest on that situation. We're hoping to hook up with Jim Steiner, the agent for Jerry Rice, who was released today, and a lot of cool things to give away to the listeners tonight, Mr. Hadley.
Yes, there is. Hey, by the way, hopefully we'll get a hold of Mr. Steiner, because there's a lot of speculation in the San Francisco media that Jerry Rice will play one more year and conclude his career with the San Francisco Niners.
That was the first thing I thought of when I saw that he had been released by Seattle, that with their tough situation in San Francisco, with as few tickets as they're going to sell because of the fact that they're so bad, that's one of those situations. It's like a Lindsey Kennedy situation with the Steamers. He's a guy to bring back to sell tickets.
And one slight difference, though, Jerry Rice can teach people something about the game.
He is as far as I'm concerned, I know there's a lot of people that disagree with this. I think Jerry Rice not only is the best receiver ever to play in the National Football League, I think he's the best player ever to play in the National Football League.
That's something I'm willing to ponder here.
When you look at what he has done relative to everybody else, his numbers are Gretzky-esque in their dominance.
I can't, While I think about it and come up with a few names, the fact of the matter is he's certainly up there. As far as the giveaways go, we have some great stuff to give away tonight. We have 12 copies of the Roto Times Guide to Winning Fantasy Baseball. It's an awesome magazine. It goes about 170 pages with profiles on all the players, statistical projections, team-by-team previews, put out by the Roto Times and CDM, a St. Louis company. We have 12 copies. What we're going to do is, right out of the box, the first six callers to 969-5877, will get a copy of the Roto Times winning guide to fantasy baseball. The first six callers right now will get that. We'll give away more in the 7 o'clock hour. During the 7 and 8 o'clock hours, we have two great books to give away. Thanks to Leslie Hunter, who continues to do a great job of promoting the Sporting News products. We're going to give away a Sporting News Stats Inc. 2005 Scouting Notebook. I'm sure a lot of hardcore baseball fans are familiar with this. 716 pages of in-depth scouting reports on Major League Baseball players, and another great product that the Sporting News put out, another book that goes more than 700 pages, the Sporting News Complete Pro Football Draft Encyclopedia. The Sporting News Complete Pro Football Draft Encyclopedia. Dave Sloan did a great job of putting this together. Anything and everything that you could possibly want to know about that, about the NFL draft, is in that book. We'll give those two books away during the 7 and 8 o'clock hours, Randy. But again, for those who want copies of the Roto Times Guide to Winning Fantasy Baseball, the first six callers to 969-5877 will receive a copy each at this point.
I need one of those. Here's the statement from Mike Holmgren, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. He says, "We're grateful to Jerry Rice and the role he was willing to fill for the Seahawks last year. He's one of the greatest players in the history of the game, and we wish him nothing but the best." And obviously, as you might guess, with his relationship with Mike Holmgren, Rice isn't surprised by the move.
It was mutual, you know, between, you know, Seattle and myself. And I knew what I was getting myself into last year. And I went there for a reason. And I think I did my job, and now I'm moving on.
Moving on. He says even at the age of 42, that he thinks that he can still play.
It would have to be the right opportunity without any limitations on it. And I don't have to be a player to go in there and just completely dominate the game and have all the balls thrown my, have so many balls thrown my way. I just want to play football.
One thing about Jerry Rice, we have thought for a long time maybe he was being unrealistic about what he was capable of in the National Football League. Well, now he's reached the conclusion that he is towards the end of his career.
When you're 42, there's a good chance that the decision might be made for you. And because a lot of teams not going to want to take a chance. But, you know, you might have one or two out there that say, hey, look, you know, we need some help. We need, you know, this veteran to come in and work with these younger guys.
So Jerry Rice departs Seattle, but may not, as John mentioned, depart the NFC West because of the fact that he could wind up back in San Francisco. A lot of Rams fans will be happy about this news if the guy goes to the right team.
Warner, straight back, big rush, unloads quickly, picked off. It's Ty Law racing down the sideline, and he will score.
43 yards on that interception. Touchdown, Patriots.
That was a killer in Super Bowl 36. Ty Law, Carl Poston client, released by the Patriots today. They win the Super Bowl without Ty Law. They say, well, why do we need to give you $12.5 million next year? So the 31-year-old is on his way. With he and Samari Roll on the market, it's a pretty good pair of cornerbacks that the teams will wind up with during this free agency season.
And I think considering the wear and tear and coming off of injury, I don't think it will happen, but it's certainly not inconceivable that some team out there may be looking at Ty Law as a safety.
Well, that's an intriguing prospect. I'll tell you what, I wish he wasn't a Carl Posting client. It would be a little bit easier to sign him.
Although, you know what, I was just reading through the clips yesterday, and there was another guy. Maybe you saw the same thing. Another guy that just recently dropped Carl Poston. Poston's lost a few clients.
Yeah, he has. And
over the course of the last several months.
It's going to happen as these guys wind up getting franchised and the animosity builds between themselves and their teams. Like Charles Woodson, the animosity there is tremendous. Obviously, this situation here with Ty Law and Lawyer Malloy before him, Carl Poston client. There's a lot of guys that are paying the price with getting cut simply because of their agent. Another big-time player got released today.
A pass back to Muhammad. He caught it! Touchdown! He turned around Mike McKenzie with a great fake near the goal line as the ball went his way. Caught it! Touchdown, Carolina!
Moose Muhammad, 93 catches for 1,405 yards, 16 touchdowns this season. His best by far since he joined Carolina in 1996 out of Michigan State, where he caught passes from Tony Banks. Muhammad is on the market. John, there were a half a dozen wide receivers in the NFL this past season that caught 90 or more balls. Musha Muhammad, Derek Mason, and Lavernius Coles, who caught 90,
Half of those are likely to be on other teams. Washington trying to clear some cap space so that they can trade Coles back to the Jets for Santana Moss.
I tell you what, that would be a very interesting move on the on a part of both teams. But to be completely honest with you, I think it'd be a mistake on the part of the Jets. I mean, Coles and Pennington, it could be a very good combination. But Moss has been hindered by some injuries. Mm-hmm. But he's a big play guy, and he's still young. He's going to be a factor. If I were the Redskins and I could pull that deal off, I'd make sure it happened.
If you're Joe Gibbs and you see a little number 83 streaking down the field, who's he remind you of?
There you go.
Ricky Sanders.
Start having guys jump up and down and high-fiving one another in the end zone.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Muhammad is dadgum. The dude can play. He's physical, makes the tough catches. You know, Muhammad's one of those guys that very quietly became a key component in Carolina's run of the Super Bowl 2 years ago because he started picking his game up halfway through.
Yep.
Carried on, and despite the loss of Steve Smith, had a big year this year. He's the kind of guy that I would not be surprised to see wind up with the Baltimore Ravens.
That makes all the sense in the world. But if I'm Carolina, Smith is coming back, sure. And you have the first-rounder from last year.
Kerry Colbert.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to go through a season without Moshe Muhammad. I would think that they'll try to get him back. They couldn't renegotiate a deal, but I would if I'm Carolina, I'd love to have him. And Joe Gibbs, by the way, got in a little bit of trouble because he was talking to Muhammad about coming to the Redskins too.
Exactly, and apparently that's where Muhammad wanted to play. But considering that whole incident, my guess is he'll back away from that. Another story that's very interesting about Joe Gibbs that we'll get to after the news.
Final item for the Cadillac Sports Update, and this thing is something I want to take calls on later in the show. You've heard in the past on this show that the Fleet Center, and Fleet is no longer around, so the Fleet Center is auctioning off the name of the arena for the Celtics and the Bruins on a daily basis. Well, a guy named Kerry Conrad, a New York attorney, paid $2,325 to buy the name of the Fleet Center for a day. Said he wanted to call it the Derek Jeter Center. But the people in charge of the building, the Fleet Center officials, rejected the name. And here's their quote. A guy by the name of Richard A. Creswick said, "We decided that all the names had to be rated G, and this name was determined to be obscene and vulgar." They just can't get over the Yankees in Boston. The Fleet Center has auctioned off daily naming rights to about a dozen companies since the contract with the bank was terminated. And Creswick says, "We were afraid of the volume of phone calls bogging down our switchboard and the number of emails clogging our portal and the potential graffiti on the side of the building."
Well, when I came back to town, you know, I said, unless you've been around it, you'll never understand the intensity of a Ranger-Islander game. You'll never understand the intensity of an Alabama-Auburn football game. And you'll never understand the intensity of the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry. Well, now that it's become vogue and it's hit the national scene, and the last 2 years they've obviously played out in dramatic form, I think people are starting to get an idea. But they still have no idea how people in Boston live it day-to-day. And now, because of the loss, people in New York are living it day-to-day. Despite being with Wall Street and entertainment and everything else out there, I'm telling the Yankees, Red Sox, you will hear people discussing it at some point in time during the day, virtually every day of the year that you're in New York
City. It's great theater. It's like Auburn, Alabama in football. Now, Conrad said, "I had no idea this joke would get so much attention in the first place. It was a joke. I've already had my laugh, but I could have made it much worse, like the A-Rod Center, the Bucky Dent Center, the Aaron Boone Center, or the only 25 more championships to go center." Instead, on March 1st, the building will be named for the Jimmy Fund. Jerry Rapoport Jr., Conrad's ex-college roommate and Red Sox fan, added $6,275 to Conrad's bid to reach $8,600 in total to signify the 86-year Boston Red Sox curse that was broken in 2004, and they'll name it after the Red Sox Foundation, the Jimmy Fund, instead. So at least they're having some fun with it.
No question. It's incredible. I still claim, though, that the most intense thing I've ever seen in my life is an Alabama-Auburn football game. It's sick.
That's something I would love to see.
It's sick being down there that week. And the week after for the team that loses. And last but not least, one other thing I wanted to bring up, and ironically again from the Sporting News, but in their scouting guide, they list the top 75 players according to the scouts of Major League Baseball. No surprise that Albert Pujols is in the top five at number three, although, frankly, I still contend he's better than A-Rod. No surprise that Scott Rowland's in the top dozen at number 12. Not completely surprised that Mark Mulder is a ninth-rated pitcher, number 29 overall. But what I will say, Randy, is that I was shocked, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, because he obviously pitched very well last year, but I was shocked to see Chris Carpenter, number 71. Call me crazy, but frankly, I think there's 71 better ball players in Major League Baseball than Chris Carpenter.
71 overall among all players?
All players.
Yeah, I would go along with that. I thought pitchers. I was thinking, okay, well, he should...
Not Reggie Fowler, mister.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, well, you should put him in the top 40 or so pitchers. But, yeah, 71, that's...
And ahead of Mike Mussina.
No. It's almost like Trot Nixon's argument about A-Rod. Until Chris Carpenter does what Mike Mussina has done in a championship environment, you can't put him in that realm. Mike Mussina is kind of like the Eddie Murray of pitchers. He doesn't get any respect, but he does the same thing year after year after year. And he always finds ways to win 17 or 18 ball games. Mike Mussina is great. Mike Mussina does every year what Chris Carpenter did last year.
You're absolutely right.
Except he doesn't get hurt.
One other topic that we can discuss, next few minutes as well as next hour, there's continued rumors out of Chicago that the Cubbies are considering Kerry Wood as a closer. I'd like to get your take when we have an opportunity on whether or not at some point in time you would turn Kerry Wood into a closer.
We will talk about that and more on this edition of the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Lines open if you would like to join us as we close down this half hour. We'll have 6 or 7 minutes for phone calls after this break.
In just 10 minutes, get up to $150,000 of select term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. There's no medical exam, and if you qualify, your coverage begins right away. Call now for more information and a free rate quote. 1-866-496-4500. Not available in all states. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03 or state variation. Call now. 1-866-496-4500.
We've saved the best for last. The Joseph A-Bag February finale. A huge selection of signature suits. 50% off. Select business express suit separates, blazers, and wool cashmere dress pants. 50% off. Even the entire stock of casual outerwear. 60% off. Want to save even more? While quantities last, take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance items, like thousands of sweaters and sportshirts, originally up to $99.50, now $19.99. The Joseph A. Bag February Finale. 50% off select signature suits and business express suit separates. 60% off all casual outerwear. Plus, take an extra 50% off all clearance prices. Now till Sunday.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road in Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
Psoriasis? Red itchy skin? Fast, effective relief is only a phone call away. New medicated strength skin zinc is specially formulated to treat psoriasis and its painful, stubborn symptoms. In just days, skin zinc helps restore your skin to a healthier, clearer state while managing future flare-ups.
I couldn't wear shorts anymore. It was, you know, kids, they look at your elbows and they're like, ew, what's that, you know, and it made me feel really insecure. I was really skeptical when I called Skin Zinc because I had tried so much stuff before. After using Skin Zinc, my elbows are completely cleared up. I mean, you can't even tell I ever had psoriasis. Completely amazing. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
Guaranteed effective, medicated Skin Zinc relief.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 1-800-507-6117. Guaranteed results. Call 800-507-6117. Active ingredient is FDA approved. Instant satisfaction. 1-800-507-6117. Call now. 800-507-6117.
Silverado, from Chevy, the most dependable, longest-lasting trucks on the road. Dependability based on longevity, 1981 through July 2003, full-line light-duty truck company registrations excludes other GM divisions. And Silverado half-ton pickups have a higher resale value than Ford or Dodge. Based on 1999 through 2003 model year half-ton full-size pickups and NADA January 2004 trade-in values. When you stop by your local Chevy dealer and get an 05 Silverado half-ton crew cab, you can choose between $3,500 total cash back or 0% APR financing for 60 months for qualified buyers. Includes bonus cash monthly payment of $16.67 for every $1,000 financed. Example down payment is 14%. Some customers will not qualify. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/05. That's an 05 Silverado half-ton crew cab with either $3,500 total cash back or 0% APR financing. Chevy. Turn the key. Start a revolution. See your Mid-America Chevy dealer or visit MidAmericaChevy.com.
Hey, I had my car worked on today, and fortunately, I don't have any transmission problems. But in the past, I have had transmission problems, and I thought, you know what? I got to take this car into AAMCO. And whenever I've had a transmission problem, and I've gone to AAMCO several times, I have gotten great value and I have gotten great work, and you can too. If you sense any problem at all with the transmission in your vehicle, head on in to your local AAMCO Transmission Center, whether it be in Arnold, Brentwood, Fairview Heights, Illinois, Maryland Heights, Westport, and St. Charles. Tell them Randy Carricker sent you for a free external diagnostic check, and they'll check out that transmission. Check the fluid level. They'll road test your vehicle. Lift check, and they'll scan the computer for trouble codes. The new cars with the computers in the transmission can really be complicated. But AAMCO has the best technicians in the world. They have 700-plus locations. They have 40-plus years in business, so they know what they're doing. So what you need to do, if you sense any problem at all with your transmission, is head to a local AAMCO Transmission Center in the St. Louis metro area. And as we mentioned, there are five of them. And if you need great work, if you need a spectacular job for a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right, it's AA MCO. We are going to head to Big 550 KTRS newsman Chris Pilsick, who's standing by. If you didn't hear about it or see it, there was a major high-speed chase on eastbound Highway 40 and an accident at eastbound 40 in Lindbergh. And Chris is on the scene now. A gentleman who was driving the car was ejected from his Suburban. And Chris, what's the latest we have?
Well, Randy, reports on the scene indicate that subject in the car has passed on. He has died, as well as there are reports of two possible fatalities in Town and Country where the chase started, possibly victims of gunshot wounds. 15-20 police cars still on the scene, St. Louis County Police, Maryland Heights Police, Missouri State Highway Patrol, and Ladue Police, Frontenac Police, all on the scene combing through the debris from this overturned Yukon Denali, debris scattered probably in a 100-foot radius of where the accident happened here at 40 in Lindbergh. Some ramps are still closed. Traffic is still tied up as passerby slow down to get a view at the scene. Randy?
All right, Chris Pilsick, thank you very much. We will hear from you during Big 550 KTRS News, and it was quite a scene and a spectacular wreck, and you'll see it all over television tonight, no question about that. Let's take some phone calls. Dex in Ferguson, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, I just like to comment on that. Kerry Wood is a closer.
You got it.
Are you joking?
You know, he's done it in playoff games before, but he has tremendous stuff.
Yeah, but the Cubs need to focus on starting pitcher more than a closer. I mean, they need a closer. I think they need to really more concentrate on a relief pitcher.
There's no doubt that they need, first of all, they do need a closer. They need depth in that rotation. But as John and I talked about during the break, if you start with Mark Pryor and then follow with Carlos Zambrano, and then you have Greg Maddux as your number three and Rush as a number four, you hope you can find a number five. But I'm of that old Whitey Herzog philosophy that you build your pitching staff these days from your closer back. And the best possible closer they have, the best stuff on that team, well, aside from Mark Pryor, is Kerry Wood. Kerry Wood, to me, has the best closer's makeup of anybody on that team.
And I see a lot of teams nowadays, especially if you pay attention to what some of the more successful teams have done over the last couple of years. Now, save closer in certain circumstances. I think there's a lot of teams that have finally bought into that philosophy. And I say save closers in certain situations because guys have stuck with people, but they bolstered the setup guys and the middle relief guys more so than ever before. And if you take a look at the teams that have proven successful the last couple of years, going back to the Angels, they had very strong bullpens from middle relief through closer, you know, with very strong setup guys. And I think that's one of the keys to success last year, obviously with the Cardinals here, was that they found a level of success that they hadn't enjoyed in previous years. In fact, a good number of years during Tony's tenure here, I think the team could have been much more successful had they had better bullpens. Closer bullpens had been their albatross for a number of years.
That's what it's all about. We're going to talk more baseball, but football right after the news with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle on the Big 550 KTRS.
While passing through U.S. Customs, Oscar Wilde was asked if he had anything to declare. He shot back, "Nothing but my genius." That same strain of absolute self-assurance is engineered into the very DNA of Cadillac CTS. Its powerful V6 engine is perfectly balanced by a handling system that exudes confidence in every turn. Is it conceded to call CTS world-class? As a modern-day Oscar Wilde put it, "It ain't bragging if you can do it." Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease into 2005 Cadillac 3.6-liter CTS for around $325 a month for 36 months. $3,225 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey, residency restrictions apply. Your payments may vary. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. That's $325 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
Skills rock.
And skills roll.
Some of the fastest growing job markets in Missouri require specialized technical skills and training. One of those markets is biotechnology, part of the ever-expanding life sciences industry. To explain more about the life sciences industry, here's Senator Kit Bond.
Life sciences is a diverse field which includes occupations in value-added agricultural products, research and development, food and nutrition, and equipment and instruments. Nationally, jobs in the life sciences are expected to increase nearly 20% by the year 2012. And in Missouri, these jobs pay much more than the state's average wage. That's because the life sciences industries want the best employees, those who possess a combination of occupational, academic, and personal skills with the flexibility to meet the challenges of the future.
Skills rock!
And skills roll!
Get more information today by visiting your local school district's area career center, your nearest community college, or guidance counselor. We are Missouri Career Education, essential skills for all students.
I'm Diana Tickner. I'm an Illinois resident and a vice president for Prairie State Energy Campus. For the past 3 years, I've been working with experts all over the world to bring the best technologies to Southern Illinois.
The Prairie State Energy Campus is a major electricity generating station and coal mine planned for Southern Illinois. Thanks to a $500 million investment in 21st century technologies, Prairie State will be among the cleanest coal plants in America.
Our technologies can create clean, low-cost energy by putting that coal and hundreds of people to work.
Prairie State means low-cost electricity for families and businesses, 2,500 jobs during peak construction, 450 permanent jobs, and nearly $100 million in annual economic benefits.
Clean air is important to all of us in Illinois.
Prairie State, good for energy, good for the environment, good for the economy. Visit PrairieStateEnergyCampus.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. Like Perry Mason or Boston Legal, at the last minute, there is a mystery witness in the Michael Jackson case. ABC News has learned exclusively that the witness is a paralegal who was involved in a case 4 years ago in which the accuser's mother sued JCPenney. ABC's Jim Avila tells us why that's important.
This paralegal has told the Jackson defense team that the mother, known as Jane Doe, lied under oath and fabricated those charges in that civil case against the JCPenney security guards. The bruises she claimed were inflicted by the guards, this paralegal will testify, were actually perpetrated by her then husband, says this mystery witness. And the paralegal will also testify that Jane Doe told her she coached her son to lie during the deposition against JCPenney.
The accuser's mother denies this. Surviving 15 years after a heart attack left her brain damaged, Terry Schiavo's life may be measured now in weeks. A Florida judge has given her husband permission to remove Schiavo's feeding tube on March 18th. Her parents are going to go to higher courts where in the past they have always lost. Five people dead in a suicide bombing in Tel Aviv that left dozens more wounded. ABC's Dorit Long is there and says it looks all too familiar.
There are dozens of ambulances here. There are several fire engines, many, many police on the scene, a lot of police cars. As far as you can see, there's shattered glass around, stores, ripped awnings.
To preserve the peace process, the Palestinian Authority says it's going to join Israel in tracking down whoever is responsible. Yes, he used them. No, he is not sorry. In an interview for ABC this week, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says in his bodybuilding days he used steroids. What's that line in My Way? Regrets? I have a few. Schwarzenegger has none.
No, I have no regrets about it because at that time it was something new that came on the market. And we went to the doctor and did it under doctor's supervision. We were experimenting with it. It was a new thing.
You're listening to ABC News.
America is a country of entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. To save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up the next morning. Now that's teamwork. And we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Good evening, everyone. It is 7:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A police pursuit with speeds in excess of 100 miles an hour has ended with the suspect's SUV overturning near Highway 40 in Lindbergh. It happened about an hour ago. KTRS's Chris Bilsick is live on the scene. Good evening, Chris.
And good evening, Brian. We have reports here from the scene now that the suspect has died. And also, the pursuit started in Town and Country, and we believe the pursuit started in an alleged, unconfirmed double murder there. It's possibly the suspect's babysitter and possibly his wife. Again, those are unconfirmed reports here at the scene. We're still awaiting a media briefing. Now, if you can picture the 40 and Lindbergh interchange, I'm going to kind of draw out how this accident happened during the chase. The suspect was allegedly going over 100 miles an hour, was going eastbound on 40, came down a grassy hill, just missing the median off of 40, and then he came down onto the highway, jumped the concrete barrier on Lindbergh, implanting the SUV into the pavement. You can still see the dust and basically a hole where the front of the SUV hit. He didn't hit the curb, rolling 8 to 15 times. That's where the debris starts coming off the vehicle. Right on the shoulder of Lindbergh, there's a tire and a rim, and then you look about 100 feet forward, there's another tire and rim, and then there's the white Yukon Denali laying on its roof with all the airbags deployed. Some children's toys are sitting outside the vehicle. The front bumper is ripped off. The rims are torn to shred. Police have been combing through all this debris with flashlights. One police officer looking at everything from cuffs laying near the vehicle to even a bottle of what appeared to be pills. Now, again, we have unconfirmed reports here on the scene that the suspect has died and also possibly two fatalities, possibly shooting victims in Town and Country. Brian?
KTRS's Chris Felsick reporting live for us tonight. He'll stay out on the scene. We'll have another report for you coming up in 1 hour. Again, that is Highway 40 and Lindbergh. Chris reporting tonight that the suspect in that accident, the suspect in the incident, has died at the scene. Investigators say the two men killed in this morning's accident on I-70 in St. Peter's were crushed between their vehicles, which were up against the concrete median after an accident. Highway Patrol Corporal Al Notham tells KTRS News Darcy Thompson of Ferguson and Martin Alejandro of Wentzville were having a heated conversation between the two vehicles when they were struck.
There's probably about 10 feet between the two vehicles. They were carrying on a conversation there. At that time, another vehicle traveling west on I-70 in the passing lane, in the fast lane, struck the first vehicle, sending it flying into these two subjects that were killed.
Milton says the woman driving the van didn't see the stop vehicles in time to avoid them. The investigator hasn't decided if she'll be cited. Thompson's wife was in the car. She suffered minor injuries. Deputy Chief Academic Officer of the Philadelphia School District is the new St. Louis School District Superintendent. The board voted unanimously this afternoon to select Craig Williams. Board President Darnetta Klingscale talks about Williams.
Expertise, his experience, his enthusiasm, his
his vision, you know, the things that he's done. I mean, we looked at his outcome. And so we felt that he was right for St. Louis.
Williams also praised by Mayor Francis Lay, who calls him a very impressive educator. No word tonight from the directors of Federated Department Stores on a possible merger with their rival in St. Louis, May Department Stores. The Federated Board met today in New York, that meeting ending without any statement on a deal with May. Here is the KTRS Doppler 5 forecast.
Gorgeous day today with highs around 57 degrees. It'll stay clear tonight until late, then partly cloudy. Lows around 32 degrees. Winds will be light. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Not quite as warm. Highs in the upper 40s near 50. That's due to an east wind at 5 to 10. Sunday, mostly cloudy. A chance for showers by late afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Monday, well, cloudy skies with a chance for light rain and snow mixed. Look for highs around 38 degrees. Temperatures either hold steady or fall in the afternoon. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 40 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550, KTRS.
56 degrees, our current temperature at Lambert Field. I'm Brian Houseworth, and you're up to date. It's now time for a KTRS Cadillac Sports Update with my colleague, Randy Carricker. Randy?
All right. Thank you very much, Brian Houseworth. Appreciate it. Good work, as always, and we'll keep you up to date on what's happening out at Lindbergh and 40, what with that accident after the high-speed chase this afternoon. Jerry Rice may have run his last NFL pass pattern on Friday. Today, the Seahawks released Rice, but the NFL's